Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
But my people want to notice him, so go ahead, get him out of here. This is so exciting, isn't it? Like,
if I were Trump, forget ads about emails and Benghazi because you're preaching to the converted. Show footage like this. Show that this is this will preach to the unconverted, the people who are not sure that you do not, 99% of Americans do not agree with this rabble.
We have all night. I'll tell you what, let's just say we have all night together, folks. It's a love fest. We have all night. All night.
Yeah, it's pretty chaotic right now, Dana, as you can see and as you saw in that last live shot. This is a hardcore now of around 200 protesters, I would say, being pushed back by the police lines that we're standing right in front of.
This is so exciting, isn't it? Like...
As soon as Trump took the stage, protesters broke through barricades and headed towards the front door of the rally.
It's a love fest.
The scenes of violence, including the rock and bottle throwing that I was explaining earlier, and we witnessed very close. The police at one point fired some sort of stun grenade.
Shout out to Albuquerque. What's up?
Booyah.
Woo! Big shout out. Last night's
always
unbelievable
a class act.
Performance. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. Unbelievable. I am just... I'm sad today.
Albuquerque
what?
Says...
I am. I'm sad today.
Oh, I'm sad that you're sad.
Thanks, man.
Albuquerque says, we'll see your stereotype and we'll raise you an angry mob.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Oh,
it was so a love fest last night, according to Donald Trump. He was in town, and we're going to talk about it this morning. On this Wednesday, May 25th, it is 6:07.
There's a high today. It's great.
You're lucky.
82.
Huh?
What? What were you going to say?
I didn't get Ron Ketty's forecast this
morning. Oh, it's okay.
Guys, something happened this morning that has never happened. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
What?
And I retweeted Mark Ron Ketty.
He retweeted Ron Ketty this morning!
What did you retweet?
Well, you probably won't be surprised to know it has nothing to do with the weather. I would never, never do that. But he said, if you are throwing rocks or starting fires at the Trump rally, you're not a protester, you're a punk. We are better than CNN is showing.
Wow.
Which I do agree with.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Also retweeted Seth MacFarlane, the guy that does Family Guy.
Yeah.
No matter who your presidential candidate is, an angry mob is an angry mob. Don't be a mob. It is human nature at its lowest, which is absolutely true.
Yep.
Well, that's good news, because that's one step closer.
To the edge. And I'm about to break!
No. One step closer to Ron Ketty and Tao becoming best friends.
That's not going to happen.
Ron Ketty, Tao, 2016?
I'm going to say there's about a 15% chance of that ever happening.
Well... by the way,
coming in from
the
north.
Barometric pressure.
By the way, guys, we got a guest this morning. Her name is Brittany Flowers.
Hurricane Beeflow.
She's back. She's back again. She's back with a huge announcement this morning.
Come on.
Oh boy.
She's got a huge announcement.
Are we starting it?
Just massive.
Are we letting them know now?
No, not.
Oh, okay.
What time you want to do the announcement?
Let's do it at 9.
Gosh, there's somebody
home
with the lights.
You realize people?
Tail.
Yeah,
I can't see.
Yeah, hang on.
Thanks. Oh, thank you.
But now
what about the webcam?
You're right.
I can't work without the cameras.
That's actually better.
There you go.
Whoa.
My
look scary
right
now?
This is like work light.
Do I have sleepy eyes?
This is work light, man. You don't want this.
Yeah, I don't want that.
This is Daniel's light.
B-flow over in the corner. Just chilling.
Okay, that's what
that is. Chilling.
Is that better? A little lower?
So Brittany Flowers is here because, you know, she does a little TV show, Two Costa Style, and she's got a big announcement to share with her friends. She hasn't even told her family, her husband, her kids. She's only told us.
You're the first
and she,
to know.
Yes,
first
she to wants know, to tell the world.
Breaking news coming up.
Cam Lyon told everybody.
Yeah, we're the last to hear.
Are we talking about it right now?
No.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay, go ahead.
Later.
Okay.
No,
well, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let's do it later. Well, yeah. Got it.
All right.
There you go.
So, big show this morning. Huge show.
Yeah.
Ginormous
Giant.
Show.
Giant.
Not it's only Donald Trump
astronomical
stuff.
Astronomical show.
But we have some guests this morning. We have Josette from
Swarf.
That's right. Southwest Swarf. Animal Rescue Fund.
Yeah.
And apparently we got our first dog adopted. Is that true?
Yeah,
did
baby
that
girl.
Happen?
Baby girl was adopted.
Yeah.
That's why she wasn't able to be here on Friday, because she was busy taking baby girl to her forever
home. Baby Gil.
It's great. It's great.
Yeah, so we'll talk to Josette this morning. And there's this little TV show that was super popular back in the 90s. Name it, B-Flo. What is this?
That would be Full House.
That's right.
Whatever happened to predictability?
Yeah.
The milkman, the paperboy, evening TV.
Wow.
Did I
get
the Dave Coulier will be on the show this morning.
Uncle Joey!
That's right. Uncle Joey will be on at 8:40.
Sweet. Cut it out. I'm going to totally put him on the spot with a story that happened 25 years ago and hope he remembers.
I don't know if he should do that.
Just do it, man.
But it was like little kid me got to meet him.
Yeah.
And it was life-changing, sort of.
That's cool.
I bet he remembers.
I still have his autograph.
Yeah, he remembers.
I bet he says he remembers.
It doesn't matter that he doesn't remember. The point of the story is actually that genuine humans exist, and it's really, really cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It's tough.
You know? I wonder, because he's just a comedian now, right?
Just
a comedian?
He's doing Fuller House.
Hey, not really.
Listen, he
makes appearances.
Comedians.
Yeah.
He makes appearances.
Yeah, right. Dilbert's hilarious. Oh, he's a great comedian.
One of the best.
Maybe he could give Dilbert some advice.
Yeah. Maybe Dilbert could give him some advice.
I don't know if we should waste our time with Dave with that.
That's true.
So much to talk about.
Yeah, I was going to say, because he's just a comedian, what are we going to even interview him about, Smarty Pants?
Maybe we should ask if we can do the interview, if he could be in character as Joey.
No.
Because I don't really want to talk to Dave, the real human.
Why?
Being. Why?
You know.
I don't know.
Are we going to ask him about Alanis Morissette?
I was literally just about to say that.
That's the only thing.
Do you bring that up?
No, that happened how many years ago? Long time ago.
So you don't bring up stuff from a long time ago?
Not really. People don't remember stuff like that.
People don't forget.
Yeah, I never forget.
People sometimes remember and then they sometimes forget.
That's yeah. Right. Oh, exactly.
That's right.
Politician over in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Guys, there's something else we're going to talk about this morning.
Okay.
Sometimes things are good and sometimes things are bad.
By the way, they never called him Uncle Joey. He was just Joey.
Yeah, you know what? They never did. When you said Uncle Joey, I think that was the first time I ever heard somebody
But he was
say Uncle
Joey.
Well, yeah.
Joey.
And Uncle Jesse.
Mm-hmm. Something else we got to talk about this morning that happened last night. Somebody won a competition on TV.
Oh, man. I don't want to call myself a prophet.
But somebody won last night.
Do you happen to have my audio of before it even started and I said, guys.
I put together a montage.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Because Allison Porter won last night.
Yeah! She was
Allison
our girl.
Allison Porter.
We said from the beginning.
Correspondent. Allison Porter. Well, she was really only on the show twice.
But do you have the audio of when I
well,
said
yeah,
it?
Well, yeah, but that's coming up. We're going to talk more about that at 7.
Do you have my
audio? No.
You know what? I'm going to cut it out.
Good.
I'm going to cut that
oh,
out.
Oh, just
gonna
like Uncle Joey.
I'm going to cut it out.
Sorry.
Fine.
I mean just Joey.
Yeah.
Not Uncle Joey. We should ask him about that.
So, how was your guys' day yesterday? Anything happened? Anything cool happened?
Oh, something literally cool happened.
Got a story to share this morning?
I do.
Do you want to share it now or you want to wait?
I mean, what else?
I can share my story since we mentioned the Trump stuff. Listen
yeah.
to this, okay? So before we're going, we're getting ready for bed, I'm finishing up DC Rebirth and then get on Facebook and see all the chaos. And it's just good grief, what is happening? Protesters are throwing rocks. Dawn, is your mom okay? Because Dawn's mom is here in town for a midwifery convention.
Ah, oh, midwifery.
Guess mm-hmm. where it yes. was?
It was downtown?
At the convention center.
Oh, no way.
On the other side. No. So it was she can't get out. Her car was parked on the other side of the protesters,
way.
So she would have had to gone through, so it was impossible.
So they would have thought she was there for other reasons.
I'm sure. Because clearly they were thinking, They were just thinking at their optimum thinking level.
And then she's trying to walk through, and she's like, no, it's just midwifery. It's not him. No.
She did say at one point that one of the people at the convention, they were trying to get people, and they couldn't even get out. It was just, they were locked down. So she had a friend, I guess, who's also in town for the thing. her friend Veronica or Victoria or something, and that person had a hotel room. So at one point, we just quit hearing from Miss Diane, and we were like, okay, I guess she's staying there. Because that's what Don was like, you should just stay there and then get up in the morning and, you know, do what you got to do for the convention or whatever. Mm. So, okay. So we go to bed. No big deal. I'm already mad because I think something's wrong with our air conditioner in our apartment, which is a completely other thing. But anyway, I'm sitting there and it's like 1 in the morning and I hear something go on the window.
Uh-oh.
And waking up, I was like, are there freaking Trump protesters outside of my window throwing rocks? And I was mad. I woke up and I was like, what is happening? It's funny because we talk about how cats don't care about anything, but bam, something hit the window, and then immediately Panda jumped on me.
Uh-oh.
And was like, meow!
She was scared.
She was like alerting me. And so I was like, did I dream that? So I'm in like this weird, and then I hear something else hit the window, and then pat again. I was like, somebody is throwing rocks at the window.
No way.
And then me assuming, or it's just like I woke up, the air was still on. I was like, our bill is gonna be crazy. Panda wouldn't get off of me. I'm like, don't wake up Johnny, Panda the cat. And then and I'm like, why are there Trump protesters outside of my window? Is the apartment complex
were
going
they birds
nuts?
Flying into the window because their
I
friend
opened
got
the window
killed?
And it's Miss Diane. She had driven home at 1:30 in the morning.
She was trying to get
from
your
the
attention.
Convention. Yeah, and she had tried to call of us, and we had both not heard our phones. And so then I'm like, oh, crap. So I get up, and I go open the door, and she's laughing and stuff, and walks in. And then she goes, is it really hot in here? And I was like, the freaking air conditioner. And so
she had to turn it back on.
I said, well, I think you're probably worked up because you've been throwing rocks at the window.
You didn't turn it on for her?
No, it was on was the thing.
It was on?
Yeah. And
was she hot?
It was actually very comfortable in our apartment. But I think she had been standing out there for a while. And you know how when you get like stressed, you
how long did she have to wait?
It looked like she had been out there about between 5 and 10 minutes. So
she
not
was thinking
horribly,
she would have to live on the streets
I think
at that
so.
Point.
Yeah.
No
she,
kidding.
She had gotten home and had come up. Because when I opened the door, her stuff was sitting there.
Oh.
So she had time. She had probably tried to call, probably tried to knock, and then was
and then
last
was
resort throwing rocks at our window. And she was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And then she went to bed, and then I woke up this morning freaking stressing out about the air conditioner because it was still running when I woke up. I think it stuck, you know? So then I walk over to it, and I'm like, 75. It's still running. It was still running when I left. Mm-mm. At 70 degrees, it's still on.
Yeah, get ready because this summer is supposed to be the hottest summer.
Yeah, and I don't want to have an air conditioner that doesn't work.
Yeah.
So that was my morning. It was just kind of funny because you know when you wake up and you're half awake and so you're just connecting all these random... It was like Trump protesters outside of my apartment. How did they... Do they know I don't like him? What's happening? You know?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It was my mother.
Well, I'm glad she got home safe. Yeah, that's good.
Did. If you need help with air conditioning, I can totally help you.
Well,
I'm a pro,
central.
Apparently.
It's not a swamp cooler.
Swamp coolers. Ugh.
Dude, our boy Stefan Christian has exactly that.
Yeah.
But he's never owned a home with a swamp cooler before because he's from Florida and then in turn, you know. Nashville.
Hate swamp coolers.
Yeah. I spent hours yesterday trying to help him get his going.
Did you YouTube a video?
That's funny because by the end I finally was like, let me just YouTube this. Because I thought, I had a swamp cooler and I used to do my every year. I got this. Well, apparently, New Mexico, shining example of suck. Courtesy of the Trump rally and also people who steal copper because all of the copper tubing was stolen from his house.
Oh, good nice.
From the roof of his house.
Stuff like gold.
Which is stupid. Okay, riddle me this, Batman. If copper tubing is so valuable, why is it that when we went to Lowe's, it was like $12?
For how long of a piece did you get?
25 feet.
Oh, maybe it's down. I guess copper's down.
Yeah. 25 feet.
And so I was like, oh, dude, I'm sorry, man, because we got to get the real copper because the little plasticky stuff, yeah, it'll bake work. In the sun and then it'll like you break Leaks. And you don't want that. So let's just go for it. It's going to be really expensive. I'm sorry. And we went and I was expecting it to be way more expensive. Nothing.
Well, people still, they get cans and stuff and those don't. People got to make money.
Yeah.
Somehow.
I have these little copper saucers. They're worth like, I don't know, a cent, I think. And they've got this like old guy on one side and then like this weird.
You should check those. You should take those into
a
pawn shop.
I got a bunch of them, man.
Bet
so
you get some
if
money
copper's
for those.
Valuable, I should probably do
those
something.
Those are probably worth
them.
Something.
Yeah. I mean, at least a cent.
Nah, more than that, I'm sure.
I mean, I don't know. I'm no copper expert.
If it has two old guys on it, then yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying. So here's the best part. So he's never done this. We jump up on the roof. We assess the situation. I'm like, okay, we're obviously going to need a splitter. We're going to need these. We're going to need. All right, let's run to the hardware store. We run to the hardware store. Stop number one. And yes, I did, by the way, measure the pads, so I knew the exact size of the pads. And then he goes, well, how much copper tubing do we need? My voice is like so shot that I can't
good,
do Steven. and so I, like a smart man, because we had the measuring tape to measure the actual pads. And then he goes, well, how much do we need? And I'm like, I've got this. Instead of using measuring tape, I'll just use my feet. And so I used my feet, and I measured, and okay, 17 of my feet, and then we need 12
yeah,
of these. Dude, right? Okay, using your feet to measure. Smart guy. So I'm like, all right, we need roughly 47 or 8 feet. All right, so maybe if we just get 50 feet, that'll work. All right, cool.
Yeah.
So they were out of 50 feet. Mm. We went to three places last night. It was ridiculous. We went to a hardware store, and then they're like, you should go to Lowe's. And I'm like, why are you telling me this?
That's good customer service.
Thank you, Beef.
It is.
It is good customer service, but at the same time, it's like this is why you, mom and pop hardware store, are not going to be around for much
yeah,
longer.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? It's
they
like,
need to be
we're trying
ready
to support
go.
Local, yo.
Yeah.
And they're
they need
like,
to be ready to go. They need to be stocked. They should be stocked because nobody
well,
goes to those
but
anymore.
But here's the thing. Steven's got some Booyah Corrales house. And his air conditioning thingies were master cools. They weren't like normal. So already his pads were weird to me because they were like 10 inches thick. And they were like odd. And, yeah, right? So they look like these giant bricks. And so the little mom and pop shop goes, oh, we don't stock those. You're going to have to go to Lowe's. Don't worry. They won't be bad. Okay, cool. So then we race over to Lowe's. And one of those pads, to which he has two units and needs multiple pads. One of those pads was $100.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, you know what, buddy? Last year's pads should work.
You probably had to dip into that Amber Lynn money.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So then we're like, let's get into some of that copper. And Lowe's was completely out of copper.
Oh.
So we had to go back to the mom and pop hardware store. And I'm like, at this point, we're losing daylight. And my wife, lovely wife, is texting me, boys, you're losing daylight. Because they're all over, like the wives and the kids are hanging out.
Why do the wives always do that?
Right?
Excuse
Worse.
Me?
Well, you are a wife. So,
yeah.
Yeah, you girl. Are.
So finally, we're like, hey, we're trying. And so we run back to the mom and pop shop, and they're like, you guys again.
Hey, you're
yeah,
back.
All right, we're back. And we're like, we just need 50 shame. Feet of copper.
Did they send you back to Lowe's?
Right.
Wait, guys, I think I just noticed that Beeflo has two wedding rings.
I don't have two weddings. I have
it's
one
like
wedding
her two
ring.
Phones.
What's the other one?
A ring?
That's a wedding
weirdo.
Ring. That's weird.
It's a ring.
That is,
focus. Back to the story.
That's the two cell phones.
Focus.
She's like, this one's for Billy. Okay. So I don't know who Billy is.
So then what happened?
So we get the 50 feet of tubing. We race back to the house. And we, boom. Okay, one unit. Oh, get it all measured out. We got to go around the house because there's two units and they have to connect to each other. So we connect to the other one and there was like extra slack, and I'm like, oh, I measured. We have like extra. I'll just coil this up. We'll use this here. Okay, let's turn it on. Whoo! Well, I didn't measure this one area.
Gosh.
Oh, geez.
Where there was another area of tubing. So when we turned it on,
wow.
it sprung a leak. And I was like, oh no, the old tubing. Dude, I'm so sorry. And it's like, no, 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 we're good because we have all this extra coil. Uh-huh. And since you measured this way, we bought, you know, we only needed like 42 feet and we got 50 feet. So we boom and we get the splicer and we cut it and we boom and we connect it. And Steven connects his in and he's like going for it. And then I go to connect my in and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is working. And then I look over at Steven, who has a sad face because now his is unconnected and it's about 8 inches short.
No. You gotta be kidding me.
He pulled it back to his end and he connected, and then I'm like, okay, cool. Let me try and let me just, okay, cool. Oh, it's working over here now. Yeah, we were about 8 inches short. The lesson, children, is
don't get Steve-O to help you with the swamp.
Don't use your feet. Don't use your feet to measure.
Not a life hack.
It's not.
So, did you ever figure it out?
No, no, no.
Yeah, it's called. Go back to the store tomorrow when it's open because they closed at 8. And it was like, dude, it was at this point, he had like a lamp and I had my iPhone because there was no sun. It was like dark, dark, dark. And yeah, so
I was hoping for a happy ending.
No, definitely not. It was still like 80-something degrees in his house when we left.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I bet they had a great night's sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good job.
So, Don just checked it. Our fan was on and not auto.
Yep, that'll do it.
She said
that's
she switched them last night. She got them mixed up.
That'll do it.
But I should have caught it this morning. I'm no detective. Today. Right.
We got to go to break. We had a huge show this morning.
Astronomical.
We'll tell you what's happening when we come back. Taylor's got some headlines. We'll talk about the big rally last night.
Yeah.
Good morning, Starmie. Hang out.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Washington State's primary.
The NBA playoffs.
The NFL just announcing 3 Super Bowl cities.
Facebook is introducing several changes in the way its trending topics are selected.
Judge has just ordered Bill Cosby to stand trial.
The horse Nyquist is going to miss the Belmont Stakes. The Kentucky Derby winner has a high white blood cell count and is recovering from a fever.
Domino's is being accused of routinely underpaying workers.
There's been a terror arrest in New York. Sajmir Ali Mamedi acquiring weapons and trying to help an undercover FBI agent travel to Syria to train and fight with ISIS.
For the first time on record, living with parents is now the most common arrangement for people between the ages of 18 and 34.
New home sales shot up 16.6% last month, the largest gain in 8 years.
Actor Bert Kwok has died. He was 85.
Twitter has decided to stop counting pictures, videos, and other inserted media toward the 140 characters allowed.
24 more Gitmo detainees are slated for transfer this summer.
Google accused of not paying all of its French taxes.
Yo, yo, yo. 638.
Yep.
Dude, it's a high of 82.
Steve-O.
Yeah.
Wingman.
So
hold it together,
hot.
Man.
I can't, man. I got like sad information and I decided I just don't know what to do with my life.
Is it about the swamp coolers?
No, it's about a girl, Britt. I call her Britt. Called a Brit the first time and it was like, whoa,
B-flow,
what are we, like,
man.
Friends? And I'm like, she doesn't even know yet.
By the way, her huge announcement
B-flow.
From Brittany Flowers coming up here in just a little bit.
Huge.
Astronomical.
Let's take a look. Apparently there's something going on down by the convention. Oh wait, no, that was last night. They were throwing rocks at horses.
Yeah.
Dude, officers were injured last night.
Throwing rocks. What happened? Did we get transported back to, like, first grade?
Oh, yeah!
No accidents or anything to report right now. That's your look at traffic.
Phone line's open, 338-3700. You can text the show at 585-LIVE. 585-5483. Text us. We love hearing from you. We know you don't call, so text. Contribute to the show. Right, B-Flo?
Right.
She's got a big announcement.
Right now?
Oh, wait, are we doing that right now?
How long are you going to be hanging out with us this morning?
Till 7.
Yeah, you better get on it.
Better get on this.
Okay, but I have a song request.
What do you got?
What? We don't do song requests.
No, but it has to do with the story.
Okay.
The the Jeffersons theme song.
What?
Okay.
I got it.
You got it?
Right, we have it in there. We should have it in there.
Well.
That's my favorite TV show of all time.
It's hey, okay. I met Sherman
I got it right
one
here.
Time.
Okay.
Really?
In our airport.
That's crazy.
All right. And now, B-Flo's story.
Okay. Okay, I'm moving.
You're what?
You're what? I am moving on up to the
got a new
east
job.
Side.
You're
I got
northeast
a-
side. That's where I live.
Oh,
I live by the
God.
Mountain.
Okay, that's good.
You're coming to the east side.
Guys,
yeah.
Guys, I am mean- moving to Roanoke, Virginia.
Wait, what?
Ooh.
Virginia,
well, you know that?
No, not anymore.
No, you're moving on your east across
wait, wait.
The country.
So you're telling me that you finally come into the studio.
Go on.
You make us all fall in friend with you.
Go on.
Our listeners love you.
I love them. Hey,
where's
they can follow me on Facebook
that we had
if they want.
With the job offer.
Yeah, remember we were talking jobs and people were like, you should hire her. Because
I really needed a napkin the other
she's
day.
She's like super complimentary to you guys.
So we had a contract for you.
I needed a napkin.
For
and $100
million?
In the spirit of jobs at a ministry, I just used that contract as a napkin.
We were actually going to give you a contract this morning, but...
Yeah. Just throw it away.
There it goes.
Britt, this is what it's like. All through elementary school, you got this crush, right? And it's like, I have a crush on this person.
All right, this is weird.
I'm really into this person, elementary school. It's elementary school, so it's
elementary
not weird.
School.
Shut up. So it's like, March. It's near the end of school, fifth grade. And at this point, you're like, I just got to say something. And then you do. And they're like, oh my gosh. Me too.
Oh.
Do you want to hold hands? And you're
what?
Like, oh my gosh. Yes. And then you hold hands. And then she says, my dad's in the military and we're moving in June.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just like that.
It's just like
yeah.
that. Except
I have to leave before you guys really get to know me.
Three dudes.
Yeah.
I'm stoked for you.
Now, so the big announcement is that you and your lovely family.
My flam. The Flowers
are moving
family.
To Virginia.
We are moving to Virginia.
That's a
what's
long
it like being married
away.
To Brandon Flowers?
Beautiful
nope.
place.
Is it weird?
No. Nope.
Like, is it cool, though?
Nope.
Like,
people actually ask me if I know Brandon Flowers.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well,
I've
we live
before,
in Albuquerque.
So. Nope.
If the news of recent is any indication to our intelligence
did
here in
this
great
state.
Did
you
say
you did when you were young?
Oh, that was good. That was good. She doesn't listen to The Killers, so she doesn't get that.
You don't get that one?
Oh.
A little over the head over there.
Yeah.
It's okay. Continue with your story.
Brittany,
thank you.
You're moving to Virginia with
why?
Your family.
Why?
You've
yes.
never moved away in your life.
I've lived in Albuquerque my entire life, which is a
wow.
really, really long time, but definitely not as long as you guys because I'm young and yeah. thriving.
It's true.
Thriving.
Yeah.
My whole life. And so, yeah, and it's not like a little move. I'm not moving to
no.
Colorado
this
or Texas.
Is, this is
man, this
I'm
is
moving
stupid.
To Virginia.
The East Coast.
I know.
Tell us why.
I got a job.
What kind of job?
A TV job.
I'm reluctantly clapping for you.
Awesome.
Reluctantly clapping.
Very happy for you.
Proud of you.
Thank
no!
you.
No!
That's awesome. That's
I
great.
I think it's great.
It's great.
Congratulations.
Are you
we're
scared?
Really
are you freaking
you.
Out a little bit?
No, there's too much to do to freak out. Actually, I did cry for the first time the other day.
Whoa.
We were packing. Mm.
Like the first time in your life?
Yep.
Wow.
Nope. We were packing, and then Topher ran to the thrift store to drop off all of our stuff. And then when he came back, I was just like crying. And I was listening to the podcast, and so it was like crying and then laughing, but like not crying.
That's weird.
Because of laughing. And I was just crying, and he walked in, and he was like, do you want to talk about it? Are you okay? Do you want to talk? And I was like, no, just keep going.
So he wants to fix it, like every husband wants to.
No, he just wants to talk.
You know what, though? That's really cool. Do you want
to
talk about it? That's a really cool.
And I was like, nope, too much work. Tear ducts. And I taped up my tear ducts.
Okay.
Super glue.
Good.
So that there would be
proud
no
of you
tears.
For that.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's awesome.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm stoked for you.
I think it's
going to
be
a great part of the country. Seriously,
beautiful.
A great move. It really will be.
So you guys can follow me on Facebook if you want.
Oh, we will.
Not
you guys.
Anywhere.
My friends that are in the skies in the radio.
I will not be.
People are very sad right now. A man.
No, they're not.
By people, he means one.
Oh. Is it RG?
No, RG did chime in earlier, though.
Oh.
When's your last day on TV?
June 3rd, next Friday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, proud of you.
Pretty much a week and a half left.
This is, yeah. I mean, this is like a shotgun wedding. You're just, I mean, bang.
That's the way you do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just load up the family and get out of town.
When you get presented with an opportunity, you pray about it. And if you think it's the thing to do, then you just do it.
Well, 2 days ago, you shared what people regret. And mm-hmm. one of them was, you know, not taking the opportunity. So I was
That's
like,
one of
all
the
right,
biggest ones. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we're
and it's
doing
important.
This thing.
I feel like it's better to go somewhere and try something. A buddy of mine moved. He was part of the APD. But he really, they felt like he got a job offer in beautiful Ashland, Oregon. Which is just beautiful.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
But he went up there and tried it out and then got there and ended up quitting that job, but then opening his own gym with some buddies because he had always wanted to do that. He actually had a couple friends of here kind of follow his family up there because they wanted to get out of Albuquerque. No idea why, you know.
Especially. After last night, I decided that I'm moving.
Last night solidified it for you.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so it was like he was kind of debating whether or not to move. And then my thing was, look, man, you got to take the opportunity when it's presented because you really will always look back and be, you'll just say, what if we would have done that? Because what's the worst that could happen? Seriously, you get there, things don't go as you planned,
then
and then
I
you move back.
Yeah, exactly. So Brittany, we've already thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Where am I from?
You're from Montana.
Ennis, Montana.
And I'm living in Albuquerque, New Mexico. How the heck did I get here?
You decided to take a chance.
That's right. Okay. I did. I had $500 in my pocket.
Nice.
I worked in radio in Montana. I had a really good job. I was making $10 an hour. I was like, oh, great. You know, I was 20, 21 years old, and I quit my job, and I moved to San Diego. My mom cried. She begged me not to go. I'm her little one. You know, I'm the youngest, so of course I'm her favorite. And so she begged me not to go, but I said, I'm going. I don't care. And I packed up I had a Volkswagen Jetta.
Sweet.
And hit the road. Never looked back. Well, maybe a couple times.
And look at you now.
Yeah.
You're a billionaire.
Billionaire.
You're on the radio doing
what
you love.
Yeah. You got to take chances in life.
Hey, but let me just throw this out there. If people want to text, sorry, I know that's not, I'm overstepping. But if anybody has advice for me, because I've literally never moved out of Albuquerque.
This is good.
Are you going to give out your number?
No, 585 Live.
585 Live.
The Live line.
I'll give them your number. I know you're a little afraid, we got to take risks. So let's do this.
As we take risks.
Or go onto my Facebook and just give me some advice because I don't even know. You just like drive.
505-8?
What kind of advice are you looking for?
Like, okay, if anybody's taking a long road trip with children.
Oh!
You've never done that yet?
No.
You've never done that? Like,
I do it with Brody, with Jack and Luke and Brody.
No.
Right here.
Yeah.
Chrissy and I could totally, yes. Okay. Actually, more so Chrissy, because she was the organized one. I was the driver.
See, that's who I need to talk to.
Yeah.
She knows her stuff.
Yeah. She does. I was the driver, and she was like, we got sandwiches for days. We got, like, seriously. Yeah.
Okay. Leslie's the same way.
There was a cooler.
Packs everything.
Yes.
Cooler, toys. Do you have little DVD players for them?
Yeah.
We have an iPad. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Make sure you download some movies on there and some games, some good apps.
They're going to get restless, so just however long it says it's going to take, double that because you definitely want to let them stretch their legs and stuff because they'll go cray cray. How old are we talking here?
4 and 7 months.
Ooh. I remember those days.
Oh my gosh.
Man.
You hate
and
you.
That's a 3 day, is that a 3 day trip?
We're planning 3 days, yeah.
So 4. Yeah. Cool. Maybe 6.
Yeah, extend it to maybe a week.
Yeah, my mom scheduled it. We were going to wait till like midweek, till like June 8th or something. And then my mom was like, yeah, the movers are going to be there on June 4th. So, bye.
No.
Yeah. She's sad, I promise.
And so is everybody on, so far, Live Line. We got to get out and never look back.
Thank you.
Nobody's going to miss you.
Thank you.
Go away.
All
you
right.
jerk.
Okay.
No, none of those are real.
No, everybody's sad.
Yeah. We gotta, don't go, no, B-Flow, stop making me cry. You definitely will be missed.
Guys, that's just me texting.
They are all the same number.
That's true, I didn't look at the number. Yeah, that's true, man. Also gotta, you guys need to help Steve-O come with a good apology speech and ideas for gifts to take to his wife after the show. Although I don't think it's going to help.
Yeah, we don't either, that's why.
Yeah, that's why I stopped years ago.
Good morning.
Some things are foregone conclusions.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that get a Uncle Cliff summer pass. It'll be the best investment ever. Get there early in the, or like about 10.
Wait.
Hit the Water Monkey Park.
Go I get love some Cliffs. Food
and is there a Cliffs in Virginia?
They have one there.
They do?
Are they moving to Virginia? Is there a Cliffs in Virginia?
There is.
Oh.
Yeah, look it up.
There's mountains. Weird. I don't know how many cliffs.
The Cliffs Park that we have here?
Oh, I thought you guys were moving to Albuquerque.
Moving away. I've lived here. I could give you Albuquerque advice. I've lived here for a long time.
Long time.
You know what I got in Virginia? Stay out of the Appalachias.
Out of it?
Yeah, stay out of
it. Yeah, stay out of there, man. Like, hills have eyes, too, but except with rednecks.
Good advice.
Oh. Okay.
Thanks, man.
Cool,
all right,
man.
Later.
I'm jealous because Virginia's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Shut up, y'all.
Beautiful.
Oh, stock up on chili. It's like here, only it's green.
You won't miss it.
And you're close to so many cool things. Think about it. New York and Boston. You're saying New York is 7 hours away.
Washington, D.C. is only 4 hours.
Washington, D.C. is amazing.
That's a fun place when your kids get a little older because a lot of that, like all the Smithsonian stuff, not all of it, but most of it is free.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like free.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Dude, advice is just rolling in.
Really?
Here's advice on the East Coast. If you ask for a coffee regular, it means cream and sugar. Not sure what's wrong with them.
So I need a regular plus
might be a little
two more sugars.
That's what? Okay.
This person doesn't want you to have socks anymore.
Socks?
Yeah. They say praying God will bless your socks off on your new adventures.
Okay.
Hope you have mini sandals.
How about get out and never look back in a nice way? Albuquerque is awful. Stock up on chili. Trust me, you'll miss it. That's from Natalie.
Oh, that's true.
Here's one. It says, you're going to feel so safe.
Dude, boom.
I made that up.
I just took a trip to Mississippi with my one-year-old, and it was quite good. iPad with cartoons is essential, but the baby shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah.
Now, the seven-year-old, but there is no seven-year-old. There's a different story. Good luck, and may God go before you in your journey.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Vaya con Dios, amigo.
Man.
That is from Point Break.
Bawa de Bas said, where in Virginia? It's
Roanoke.
Roanoke.
Roanoke, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just tuning in to the Morning Invasion, Brittany Flowers just announced that her and her family are moving to Virginia.
Yeah.
They're leaving
please,
in a week and a half.
Add me on Facebook or me on Facebook and in real life.
We were literally just talking about how like it was great and you were going to become like a regular on the show because you were hilarious and like the Starmy was like,
we had a contract all written
out. Starmy getting stoned.
Yeah, this is so great. And then you were like, TV.
She's doing what's
best. Listen, I feel like...
If you're about to say it's not you, it's me, you need to leave right now.
He's got a lot of issues.
Okay. A lot. I have abandonment issues.
He does.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
In case you've never heard him tell the story about his father, why don't you do that, Steve?
Well, if you've never heard, my father abandoned me when I was 6 years old.
How'd he do that?
He died.
Well, he was trying to provide
mean
for you.
He made sure that he was with you forever.
In my heart?
In your heart.
Jesus, weirdo. He's just gone.
I'm very sorry.
No, you're not. That's okay.
Virginia
needs you. I am
sorry. You don't know if I'm sorry or
I
not.
I do know you're not.
Okay. You don't
just
know.
Just yesterday. Right.
You don't know. I'm
just
glad.
Just yesterday you called me the Tin Man
because
I don't have a heart.
Hey. No.
I was like, you don't have a heart, Dorothy.
Gosh, I can't wait till she's
What's up, bro?
What, bro?
Yeah, bro.
Jeez.
No, go ahead. Tell your analogy. Tell your little story.
Okay, I decided that we're the Wizard of Oz and I'm Dorothy.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is a good story.
Steve-O's
Tin
Man.
And I was like, well, obviously because of my hair, I'm the Scarecrow. What? Tin Man?
Tin Man.
The guy who doesn't have a heart?
Okay, you guys need to go back and watch The Wizard of Oz because you see that throughout the movie, what they're missing is actually what they have the most.
Well.
So Tin Man, he cries all the time because he's actually full of emotion.
Definitely the most annoying.
And he's so loving.
Yep.
And then, of course, Teo is Scarecrow.
Right, because he's, like, smart.
Because he's, I guess, gotta
he's got
to be one.
All the brains.
And then,
Scarecrow's awesome.
And Dex is the lion.
I'm the lion. Come on. I have no courage.
Wait, what?
But
you're so big and cuddly.
Dude.
Larger than all of us.
Yeah. People did call me Joe Bear growing up.
Joe Bear? Joe Bear?
I thought it was Toolbox. What? How many nicknames did you have?
A lot.
Wait. Toolbox was a nickname you had growing up?
No.
This wasn't something she made up?
No. Joey in the Toolbox is what my parents called me when I was a little boy.
Joey in the Toolbox.
I used to climb into the toolbox at the junkyard.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I'd hide in the toolbox.
Listen to the podcast.
Do we? This was something on our show?
Yes.
Yeah, but you weren't here.
Oh. I don't listen to my own podcast. That's
okay.
Weird.
Brittany, we're running out of time. You got to go.
I
got to
go.
What else do you want to say before you get out of here?
See you next Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine. We can do that.
Okay.
That's fine.
So you're not forever. You're gone forever next week. So all of this cheesy, schmaltzy goodbyes is stupid because you're not
open
really leaving?
Oh, my gosh.
What a waste of bread. Yeah. Oh, she got you shake weights.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of interesting. Hey, don't do that right now. Don't do that. Dex, come on, man. Just ridiculous.
Oh, what is this? Antioxidant? Cocoa Fusion? Okay, I'm detoxing right now.
Oh my gosh. B-Flo, you're too good to us.
Guys, this song is what played when Don and I walked down the aisle after we got hitched.
That's really? Pretty cool, man. Am I supposed to open mine on air? I'm going to open it off air and just be all private and weird.
No! Let him say hurry, quick! Crazy.
Yeah, hurry up.
He's playing. This is the music to go away.
I got a Han Solo.
Not that, but the other one.
This one. I got a visor because let's be honest, it's really hot in New Mexico, and if there's one thing I need, it's
Star Wars. It's
shiny. It's really
look at the other side.
It's really metal.
That's cool.
It just
you can cook things on.
It's really like
we need to go to break.
Webcam. It's like aluminum. I just
open yours, Tail.
I don't understand.
She got me a C-3PO and R2-D2 bag.
By the way, Brittany Flowers is leaving us
also,
in about a week and a half.
Spider-Man stickers.
Oh, that's cool.
Are these from
that's
your
really
kid?
Cool.
No,
I'll put them right here by the picture.
Okay,
right there. And then I got a cup, a simple cup of the Avengers.
Oh, that's good.
Love it.
That's good.
Pretty legit. Thank you.
Thanks, Brittany.
You're a great gift giver.
I got a sunblocker a la cockpit of the Millennium Falcon. Because my Subaru, I call it the Millennium Falcon. Nobody knows that. But I do, because I just made that up.
Make sure you follow Brittany Flowers on Facebook.
I'm following her all the way to Virginia.
You guys pray for the, what's your real last name?
Real last name?
Can you
Flowers.
Say that?
Flowers.
Is that your husband's last name? I thought that was like your TV name.
My name is Flowers. Brittany Flowers.
Yeah, dude.
I thought that was
What's
your TV
your real
name.
No, we don't
name?
Make up names like you weirdos.
We're not going to have this on the podcast.
Hey, my name is really my name.
It's going to be gone.
Pray for the Flower family. We love you, Brittany.
I mean, that's debatable.
When we come back, somebody won on The Voice last night.
I did.
Could it have been Allison? Maybe. We'll find out.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Seven 13, hello.
High today of 82 degrees.
Not seeing any accidents popping up, but there's a lot of construction all around the city. You guys watch out for that. Now you look at traffic.
585 Live is our live line. You can text the show if you'd like. Who we got coming in on the live line?
We got one that says, Dex, you can't tease. You already said Allison won. Love you guys. P.S. Steve-O, your scream is epic.
Nice.
We got one that told B-Flo to stock up on hot Cheetos before she leaves.
Ridiculous. Yeah, those make a mess, though.
We got one that says, I'm safe in Los Alamos now, baby. I love you so much.
What?
Heart.
What?
I'm safe in Los Alamos now, baby. I love you so much. Heart.
We need to call that person.
I think they were trying to...
No, we need to call them and let them...
Oh, my gosh.
We need to make
them
understand.
I think they were trying to text their spouse.
I do that all the time.
Okay, hey, let's call them and tell them that we're happy that they're safe and sound.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, guys, guess what?
That's what?
They're about to induce my sister.
Shut up.
No way!
Yep, Dr. Broker Water.
Why would he do that?
Gotta break something.
Los Alamos has terrible reception, though. Maybe that's why they texted us to tell us they were safe.
Hello?
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 Hey,
hello?
Hey, this is the Morning Invasion.
Hey, baby!
We're happy you made it to Los Alamos.
What's up, dude?
We're so happy you're safe in Los Alamos now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who told you I was here? Did John tell you?
We love you so much.
Yeah, you texted us. You said, "Hey, baby, I'm safe in Los Alamos. I love you so much."
So we just wanted to call.
We wanted to
make
sure
you know.
I was wondering why my wife hasn't texted me back yet. Now I know.
Yeah, now you know.
Yeah, you texted us, buddy.
Glad. What are you doing in Los Alamos?
Delivering to Starbucks.
Oh, okay.
Nice, dude.
I'm the hashtag. God loves truckers.
Yeah, right on, man. Right on.
You guys finally caught up to me, man.
We found you.
There you go,
we
man.
Found you
by accident.
Safe in Los Alamos now, baby.
Well, we appreciate you listening, man. Thanks for texting, man.
Yeah, man.
For sure, man.
Love you. Glad you're safe.
Love you.
All right.
Later.
Bye. He's like, bro, hang up. I gotta text my wife.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think. I've done that so many times in the past, and it's usually texting my wife something like, I love you, I can't wait to see you today. Or I remember one time years ago, we had gotten into a fight, and I texted part of the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was embarrassing.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. It was, oh, gosh.
You're like, you're a poopy face.
No, you are.
And then
poopy
Buck's
face.
Like, what?
Yeah. Oh, we love it. Text in the show, 585 Live.
You didn't play the cat.
Oh, thing. That's right. Thank you for
dance
reminding.
Song.
Wing man.
Thing.
This is going out to B. Whoops, wrong one. Hold
hey-o,
on.
Hey, yo.
B Flow requested.
I don't even know what we're doing.
This is a good step.
Oh. Right.
Shout out to our girl B-Flow.
Next Wednesday, her final show with us ever, until she's in town visiting. Ever. Many people disappointed on the live line
that her girl Britt is leaving us.
Yeah.
Kobe!
Hey, I'm proud of her and her husband.
Dude, that's huge.
Making a leap of faith like
huge.
That.
Huge.
It takes a lot of faith.
Yep.
It takes a lot of guts.
I think we're all just jealous. That's
Man,
really what
Virginia
it is.
Virginia is great.
Her and Topher are rad. They gave Brody like a super cool airplane thing. Look at that.
That's cool.
It's like this giant ball of awesome.
That's cool.
And you can like put stuff in it.
Yeah, pray
that's
for
cool, that's cool.
Pray for the flower family.
Flowers.
Flower flowers.
Pray for the whole garden. Pray they're gonna.
They're just you know.
Flower family needs your prayers.
Flams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we got a huge show this morning.
It's huge.
Ginormous.
Yeah.
Coming up at 8:40. You guys ever watch Full House? Huh? Did you? Did you watch Full House?
That's the one with Urkel, right?
Yeah.
Oh man, I love that. Can I do? Oh, it's such a good show.
Whatever happens. Woo!
Love the 90s.
No. Dave Coulet will be on the show. You know him as Joey from Full House. He'll be on to talk to us at 8:40 this morning. Be excited.
Do we ask him? Do we really not ask him about the song?
Man, I posted the picture of him and said we were interviewing him on my Facebook. And Dex, I guess a friend of yours. He got so excited about it.
Really?
Yeah. Let me read you some of his comments.
Pause.
He said, and what's his name here? Russell Romero?
Russell.
Russell Romero. He said, yuck. Couldn't get a C-lister like Bob Saget, huh? Gonna call in just to yell at him for pissing off Alanis Morissette. Oh, man, let me in to talk to him. You are the best, Dextoff. And then somebody said, shut up. They were quoting the show. And then he said, me?
Cut it out.
Yeah. And then somebody else said, shut up. Cool. And then he said, wow. So I think he got offended. I think he thought they were talking to him.
Did you guys know that Dave Coulier was Animal on the Muppet Babies?
Oh, yeah. He does a lot of voiceovers.
Like when he was like the little kid.
You do the best Elmo ever.
That was not Elmo.
Do
that
Elmo.
Was Animal. I can't. My voice
Stitch.
Is like shot. Yeah, that's Stitch. That's more like Stitch because we're like grimy.
Can you talk like that from now on?
No.
Come on.
Elmo's like higher, and I've been like losing my voice.
Because you yell all the time.
Hey, you know what?
We need to get that stressometer and put it on Dex when Steve-O's yelling, and then put it on Dex when Steve-O talks like Stitch. Like Stitch.
My blood pressure rises. I'm medically need help.
Guys, I don't think I can do Elmo anymore. I tried to do it and it just cracked.
I used to be able to do Pee Wee Herman really well, and I can't do it anymore.
You just sound like you're having a seizure.
My family,
that just didn't work.
That was the highlight of my family when we'd go on vacations. They'd always ask me to do the Pee Wee Herman.
I need water!
Do the Pee Wee Herman. Your voice is finally changing. Congratulations.
Perhaps. That sucks.
Yeah. Soon you'll get
because I can't get high enough to do Elmo. Yeah, see? Look, it just cracks.
Yeah, I'm almost sick.
Oh, no.
Elmo is probably gone now.
I don't know what to do. Babies was actually before Full House. Did you know that? So he was Animal on Muppet Babies, and then he got the role as Joey Gladstone on Full House.
Well, that's good.
Completely different universes.
That's weird. Right. I just don't know what to do about that.
Well.
Earth-shattering news. I really am going to have to go just drink
some water. Let's jump into...
some news?
No, The Voice.
Oh, yes.
The Voice happened... actually, it was the finale of The Voice last night.
Yay!
And as you know, we have a friend. She's one of my best friends, actually. Her name's Allison Porter.
Yeah.
You probably remember her as Curly Sue.
We're close friends.
That's right.
She texts us all the time. We're like, leave us alone.
Yeah. Called the show just regularly.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, you're so stupid.
You know, and sure enough, well, somebody won last night on The Voice.
The winner of The Voice is... Allison Porter, Team 15!
No, what? Did Christina, did she just win bragging rights? Is that
pretty much? Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she's Christina Aguilera. Yeah. She definitely needed something else to have bragging rights for. You know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And last night, Allison Porter sang a duet with Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland.
No, that's the Sugarland.
That's Reba McEntire.
Yeah. Do you happen to have the clip of when I was like, guys, I watched the blinds of The Voice last night, and this girl's going to win it all? Before we knew her?
You know what? I might. Here's the thing, guys. I put together this really, really good montage.
That clip of
you
worked when I really hard on it.
So frustrated. I put together a montage of all the highlights of when we interviewed Allison.
A montage?
And I had the clip of you even saying, we had a few times where we said, you're going to win. Every time we talked to Allison, we would tell her, you're the winner.
Yep.
You're the winner. And let's see if this clip has it in here. Let's check it out.
It's been an amazing, you know, 8.5 year journey, sort of realizing who I am.
See, I don't even, see, it's confusing.
What?
I couldn't play my montage because,
that's a clip of Allison. Play
yeah,
it.
But
here's what she was talking to us.
It doesn't fit in.
Hey, guys, there was one time Allison was on the show. Watch, here's a clip.
Yeah. You can't watch it.
Listen, here's the clip.
There you go.
So we had Allison Porter on the show.
Uh-huh.
And
tell us more.
Here's what she had to say the first time we interviewed her.
It's been an amazing, you know, 8.5 year journey, sort of realizing who I am and finding myself and, you know, just getting clear and, you know, kind of has all led to this moment. Like, I knew if I changed my life and I did sort of took this path that I would end up doing what I love. So it's pretty exciting for me to be here, and I feel extremely honored and blessed and humbled.
That's cool. Allison Porter. She has an amazing story.
Wait, where was me saying that she was going to win it all?
It's gone.
Not in that clip. I don't know if that ever even happened.
Yeah.
But it was real.
I think maybe you're just making up a memory. I do it all the time.
Wait, what? I experienced it. Is this Inception? Are you guys tricking me?
Maybe you made that up.
Another thing that happened last night on the finale of The Voice, Christina Aguilera and Ariana Grande tried to out-sing each other. I want to save
it for later. The taste of flavor. Pretty
sure I know who wins this battle.
I live for danger. Oh, that you're gone. It's gonna
hold a candle to Christina.
That drives me insane.
I'm not a fan of that either.
Oh. We just got a text on the live line. They said, didn't you tell all of the contestants on The Voice that you interviewed that they were going to win? Have a great morning.
No?
That was you.
Ooh. That was me,
I did not. Because I watched it.
Well, we'll never know because both of those memories are made up.
Dex, I really wish you would have just had that audio.
Yeah,
me.
Well, I did. And then someone logged out of my computer.
Saying, guys, you've got to check out this video. Yeah. Do you remember Curly
Sue? I had that in there.
This girl's going to win it all.
Yep.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to confront Peter on the air right now.
Okay, that's not nice. Peter. He didn't know. He didn't know.
Tell him what happened. Tell him what happened. Give him the backstory.
No.
Give him the real scoop.
It's my fault. I didn't do it right. I didn't actually save it.
You guys, you ever have a coworker that just invades your space and then ruins things?
So congratulations to Allison Porter. Big winner on The Voice. She's... And, you know, in the montage, I actually had a clip of Mateo saying, you know, now that you know, when you win The Voice, Allison, we'll never hear from you again.
So it was me that said it?
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you're going to win, and we'll never hear from you again because you'll be too big.
I didn't even have to make up that memory. It was just real.
That was in the montage I built.
Montage.
It's really, really great montage.
It's pretty good for me.
It's really nice.
Makes me look real good.
Yeah. All right. When we come back... We are going to talk about the rally last night.
Ugh.
Albuquerque.
What happened?
A lot of us in Albuquerque are embarrassed, as we should be, because it was ridiculous last night. So yeah, we'll play some clips. We'll talk about all the craziness, the chaos that ensued at the Trump rally last night. I know you got more headlines to get into, Teo.
I haven't even gotten into them yet.
Yeah. Good morning, Star. Hang out with us.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show!
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Washington State's primary.
The NBA playoffs.
The NFL just announcing 3 Super Bowl cities.
Facebook is introducing several changes in the way its trending topics are selected.
Judge has just ordered Bill Cosby to stand trial.
The horse Nyquist is going to miss the Belmont Stakes. The Kentucky Derby winner has a high white blood cell count and is recovering from a fever.
Domino's is being accused of routinely underpaying workers.
There's been a terror arrest in New York. Sajmir Ali Mamedi acquiring weapons and trying to help an undercover FBI agent travel to Syria to train and fight with ISIS.
For the first time on record, living with parents is now the most common arrangement for people between the ages of 18 and 34.
New home sales shot up 16.6% last month, the largest gain in 8 years.
Actor Bert Kwok has died. He was 85.
Twitter has decided to stop counting pictures, videos, and other inserted media toward the 140 characters allowed.
24 more Gitmo detainees are slated for transfer this summer.
Google accused of not paying all of its French taxes.
High today of 82 degrees.
Do your thing.
Let me take a look, see for yawns out there listening.
No accidents to report right now. I'm stoked about you guys. You're doing a great job. It's going to be a solid day.
Beautiful.
We're going to love it today. So be careful. Back to look at traffic.
Coming up at 8:40, Dave Coulet. We play Joey on Full House. He'll be joining us on the Morning Invasion. Josette from Swarf will be in.
When is she coming in?
8 o'clock hour, Steve-O?
Yeah.
Josette?
Swing.
Yeah.
And we're pretty excited because baby girl got adopted.
Baby girl. Is she the one that has the wheelchair? Is that baby girl?
That wasn't the wheelchair dog, right? Baby girl wasn't wheelchair dog, right?
No. I think that one's name was Georgette.
That's Ellie.
Yeah.
Baby girl. So we'll have another dog.
Baby girl was the half, like, healer. Cute little portly thing.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
News?
Live line is open. 585 live.
Oh, yes.
I love the sound. It's a good sound.
But my people want to notice him, so go ahead, get him out of here. This is so exciting, isn't it? Like...
If I were Trump, forget ads about emails and Benghazi because you're preaching to the converted. Show footage like this. Show that this is this will preach to the unconverted, the people who are not sure that you do not, 99% of Americans do not agree with this rabble.
We have all night. I'll tell you, let's just say we have all night together, folks. It's a love fest. We have all night. All night.
Yeah, it's pretty chaotic right now, Dana, as you can see and as you saw in that last live shot. This is a hardcore now of around 200 protesters, I would say, being pushed back by the police lines that we're standing right in front of.
This is so exciting, isn't it? Like...
As soon as Trump took the stage, protesters broke through barricades and headed towards the front door of the rally.
It's a love fest.
Scenes of violence, including the rock and bottle throwing that I was explaining earlier, and we witnessed very close. The police at one point fired some sort of stun grenade.
This is so exciting, isn't it? Like...
Big shout out to
Happy Gilmore.
Some of the wonderful people of our city who decided that it would be a great idea to start chaos at a Trump rally. It's just embarrassing.
Can't we all just get along?
And it's not even that, guys. It's not even some ooshy smushy, you know, whatever.
Smushy?
It's not some sentiment, you know, because I understand this is a practical world we live in. It's the real world that we live in. And so I get walking around saying, you just got to love everyone. I get that that's like, you know, a yuppie thing to say. I get it. Yeah, it's rhetoric. But you're doing the same thing. You're just doing it on the opposite end of the spectrum. What's the opposite of that? Being violent for no reason.
Yeah.
For no clear reason. I want to know. I want somebody to call in. I wish somebody would call in and tell me why.
Like with an educated...
Yeah.
Any amount of tact tell or me,
look at,
anything
look at
behind
the,
you, I would love to know why.
Look at the freaking civil rights movement. Look at what Martin Luther King Jr. did.
Yeah.
Look at those protests. You know, and I know he's just a man, and I'm not trying to put him on any pedestal or anything like that. But that's how you get your message across.
Yeah.
When it means enough to you that you don't have to break out in some violent explosion.
Yeah.
That's when it's real.
Yeah.
These people just wanted to go nuts.
I was just about to say that. I was reading a few different articles this morning, and a lot of the different newscasters or journalists that were out there were saying that the people that they talked to had no answer as to why they were reacting the way they were.
Yeah.
They were truly just drunk idiots who were out there not for a cause, but just to
And the fact of the matter
stuff.
Is, if it truly, because I understand the sentiment that they said was happening. I understand why people think Trump is a racist. I totally get it.
Right.
Some of the stuff he said, it's like, well, that was racist to say.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But... You just completely belittled your entire cause by doing that.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
It's not real to you.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's just something that you like to get heated about on Facebook, and then if you really get mad, you go throw rocks at horses and people.
Yeah.
What?
338-3700 if you'd like to call into the show.
Got a text in the live line that said, everybody else had to work this morning, so yeah. The people with jobs weren't there last night. Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Good morning.
Good morning. So I was over there at the Trump rally yesterday. My family and I went, and let me tell you, man, it was the craziest, scariest feeling I've ever had.
Yeah.
I've never been so excited and scared and full of amazement, and the humanity down there, it was, the lack of, was crazy. Everybody was like wild-eyed and foaming at the mouth.
Just angry, right? They were angry.
There wasn't even anger.
Really?
It was like... It was like a hate. I swear to you, it was the most insane thing you had ever seen in your life. When I say wide-eyed, like it was ravenous out there.
And what was it like inside?
Respect.
What was it like inside the rally? Because when I watched the video, it was there was a lot of people inside, but it was constantly getting broke up. The speech was getting broke up by people getting kicked out.
Yeah, so it wasn't really that. So it was one. Like maybe four or five times people got kicked out. and the frequency was probably of about like maybe every 10 to 15 minutes, right? And think of it, it was like a rock concert, you know, or you're going to like a giant praise and worship, but it was political. And he wasn't throwing in any bad speech, or he wasn't being hateful. As a matter of fact, he was talking about love, believe it or not. I think I heard love mentioned at least a good 13, 14 times.
Brainwashed.
And, you know, there's people just in the ones that were protesting inside. They were kind of like walking around and just cursing at people, you know, and they're like, F Trump, F you. Mm-hmm. They were telling the kids, F you, don't listen to your effing parents.
Whoa.
You know?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, no, it was yeah, really hardcore.
When I was in bed last night, I was locked on my news feed on Facebook because people were going live down there during all of the chaos, and it was unbelievable to see the, you know, people throwing bottles. We heard reports of, you know, them throwing bottles at horses and rocks, and what, a police officer got injured. Mm-hmm. It was insane.
So the thing though that really gets me about this is that there was the whole entire city was down there essentially, right? For better or for worse. Mm-hmm. All of that hate, all of that energy was spent on absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And it saddens me that the youth can do that and not really focus in on maybe go get a freaking job or go get a GED. Really focus your energy, but they somehow all just coalesced on hate and anger. And it was sad. The disrespect toward everybody was just, yeah.
Well, and appreciate you calling in, man. Thank
yeah,
you for dude. Updating us.
Thanks we for telling us.
338-3700.
This is unreal. Sorry.
Good morning, brethren. How are you?
Hello.
Okay, so I was at the Trump rally too last night, and pretty much everything that last guy said, ditto. But yeah, it was intense. We had to walk down from Central. We parked just a little bit south of that, and on Second Street, just past or just before you got to Harris. Mm-hmm. There's just like this gauntlet of just wildness that you've had to walk through where there's barricades on the left and a wall on the right. And like me and my wife and two friends were just getting like obscenities hurled at us and people flipping us off and calling us racist things. And it was wild just getting into the deal, but it was like controlled. And so it was okay. And, once we got in there, it was like, all right, it was nice and kind of peaceful in there. There was some crazy things that were happening. A friend of mine, his mom got attacked up in the stage behind Trump.
No way.
And so they had to take her, like, to the ER. She's okay. But so...
For no reason? She just got attacked? Or...
Well, yeah, lady ripped off her, like, a shirt over the other shirt she had on that was, like, protesting Trump. I don't know what it said because she was way up there. So she ripped it off, and she hit my friend's mom, and
man,
that's
all kinds of weird
happening?
Stuff. And then security just slowly grabbed her and took her away. But man, that's all it was. That like every time someone jumped up and protested, and like threw up signs or started ripping signs and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and these like five or six incidents that it happened during the rally. The people just around them kind of just huddled around them and like raised their hands so no one could really see them. But no one threw punches at them. No one kicked them. No one did anything to them. They just did that until security came and security escorted them out.
Man.
And like that was the whole story. But when we were getting out of that rally, that was one of the most intense feelings I've ever had.
Man.
They were like shuttling us from the front door because people were trying to break through the front door. And they were in, like, what is it, those doors that swivel around. The people were, like, pushing through those and breaking through, and police were, like, jamming barricades into it to
That's
keep
crazy.
Them from getting inside. And they were, like, dudes just banging on the walls and stuff. I saw one Trump supporter, like, flip off those guys when we were walking out.
Man.
That is the only time I saw, like, Trump people act out against those people. But when we got outside, there were people like just burning rubber outside, playing that song F Donald Trump, and like screaming out the windows. It was an intense deal.
I bet, man. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it, buddy. Glad you're okay.
Yeah. Now, here's what I think I would say, because we are on the education band. We're a non-com station, and we personally will not get into the discussion of how we feel about the candidates, because we can't. I mean, period, the end. And we wouldn't endorse one way or the other. So I don't want anybody to think that we are pro-Trump or anti-Trump, simply just talking about the incident in Albuquerque, because we had a couple of people go, oh, so now all of a sudden you guys are for Trump, huh, bro? You know, and it's like, we're against the idiocies of violent protest.
We're for a peaceful protest, and that was not a peaceful protest last night.
I had friends who went down there last night who do not support Trump and wanted to see what it was all about, who went inside, who were still getting things thrown at them when they were leaving, because they were just inside the building. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so it's so ignorant. You don't know what that person thinks or believes or why they were there, the motivation behind it, because there were people there who were not in favor of him, who were not supporting him, but went inside that building because they wanted to hear what he had to say.
Yes, that's it.
They were educating themselves. Mm-hmm. And they walked out of there not life changed or thinking they were going to now change their vote and vote for Trump. However, the people that were protesting didn't do any favors for Hillary or whoever he's going to be up against, because in turn they just looked ignorant as well. That's, I mean, it's unreal. People were screaming walk of shame, throwing things.
338-3700. Good morning.
Ignorance, you're being too polite. What we saw last night was what's wrong with this city. I guarantee you half the people that went to protest, using air quotes, are just these thugs and hacks that are there because it's an excuse to get stupid and get rowdy.
Yeah.
The guy wearing the mask, throwing the bottle, really? Guarantee you that guy is not registered to vote, that probably has a record.
You're probably right.
I'm holding my tongue. Yeah. Not using some of the language that I wanted to.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Out of respect for you and the station and our God, I'm not going to do it, because it really got my blood boiling. Protest all you want, but you know, most of the people that truly protest, that's okay. We live in the greatest nation where you can do that,
amen,
where you can go and voice your opposition. But what were they protesting? The fact that someone's running?
Yeah.
I mean, what are they protesting? I could see people marching down if we went to war. We are protesting against the war. You know, in the 60s and 70s, they were protesting against the war in Vietnam or when we invaded Iraq. They were I get that. Hmm. But what are they there? They're just there to make a mess, and that's part of what's wrong with this really great city. It's a small minority. And I guarantee you, I would bet money that half the morons that were protesting aren't even going to show up to vote.
Yeah, you're probably right. I know.
No, he's
I can't. You know what? If we were down there last night, which I kind of wish we would have.
Oh, dude,
just to experience it.
I'm so stoked I wasn't there.
I wouldn't.
I'm so glad I wasn't there.
I would be fired up like you as well, because just watching on Facebook last night what was going down, I was so embarrassed.
Yeah, I was too. I was very
way to go, Albuquerque. Way to go.
Thank you so much. Love you too, man. Because I will say this, you know, everybody's like, Trump was just shouting love and unity, and that's not necessarily true either, because I'm reading an article on the Washington Post, and we watched videos all morning long, because he did go after our governor, Susana Martinez. At one point, he actually said, maybe I should run for governor of New Mexico, because he called her out and told her she wasn't doing her job, and so he definitely wasn't necessarily bringing unity, because Governor Martinez is a Republican. You know, within the same party. Not only that, she's Hispanic. Not only that, she is a she. You know, so he definitely wasn't just about unity, because he was saying something. He called, I don't even remember which governor, one of the governors who proclaims to be part Native American. He called her Pocahontas. You know, so like he was still picking at people. Yeah. Right. He was still definitely, it wasn't just like, hey, I don't understand what's going on. Love and peace, America. Let's make it great. Am I right? Like he was definitely still being Donald Trump. So let's not, you know, pretend like everybody's holding hands and kumbayaing. But at the same time, nobody was throwing things or hateful speech or cursing at your children? Are you kidding me? I'm glad I wasn't there.
338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Bill, we saw your video.
We saw your Facebook Live stuff last night at the Trump rally.
I just read your status, Bill.
Wait, too many people going at once.
Oh, well, you're used to that.
It was like last night.
Yeah. It was chaos.
No, okay, so honestly, I went last night because I wanted to make a decision for myself. Okay,
I
wasn't 100% Trump before last night, but I am now. Okay, and that was because of the way we were treated walking in and walking out. We at times walking out, we were seriously concerned for our own safety.
Yeah. Right.
We had to walk through a crowd that, and again, like the other callers, I'm not going to repeat what was said because it was absolutely obscene. Yeah. But you know, inside, I saw a diverse crowd of people. I mean, it was young, old, male, female, black, white, Hispanic, a fairly large Hispanic group of people, which I thought, wow, that's amazing, you know, that these people are supporting Trump, because the media spins it one way. But I had to see it for myself, and I didn't want to hear him unedited. I wanted to hear him straight, you know, from the horse's mouth. Mm-hmm. And the guy was how do I put it? He talked about love, that we need to love each other and we need to support our police, we need to support our military. You know, there was a lot of things that he said that were, you know, there was no new revelations. But the one thing that I realized was outside you had hate just to the extreme.
Unadulterated hate.
Exactly. And inside you had people who were just tired of a corrupt system. And so, you know, it's how can I put it?
No, we get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Totally understand.
I mean, you know, Trump protesters don't Trump protest like a Bernie rally or anything like that. They protest a corrupt system by supporting Trump. And that's the thing. The protest from all these people that are supporting Trump is that they support Trump.
Yeah.
Because Trump is saying the things that need to be said. And so, I mean, I walked away last night, and again, we had to sit in the parking garage for about an hour waiting for an opportunity to get out. And fortunately, the people working the parking garage, they figured out a way to get us out the back way and to some safe streets and hit the freeway.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy, but yeah. I'm glad I went. I saw it firsthand, and it solidified my vote. And the people that were protesting, the one thing that happened is that it backfired on them, and now more support for Trump is a result of last night.
Yeah, and the thing is, I commend you because you did exactly what we are supposed to do to the best of my understanding as Americans. Because we have a media that skews things on both sides because they're trying to sell time to advertisers on their cable networks. It's a business. It's all a business. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so the thing is, you did the most American thing is you went and checked it out for yourself. You know, and that's exactly what we are supposed to do. And I understand, like, having your mind made up before this. Some people, they don't need to go check it out for themselves. But to me, like, that is because we're supposed to vote our consciences. Like, that's your thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you go into it knowing this is who I want to vote for because this is what I believe is right. That is our right. And that's something that we take for granted because we don't, you know, like we don't have that everywhere in the world. And you look at like the biblical accounts, a lot of times it was like they were reminding themselves constantly that God is in control. And I know we do that too, but we have to remember that we also have this incredible thing called a vote that they didn't have in the Old Testament and that they didn't have in the New Testament.
Yeah.
That's why they kept saying God is in control. God is in control because they had no say in who was elected. But we do. We really, really do. Yep. So I commend you on doing that, and as long as you vote your conscience, I mean, that's America.
Way to be American, bro.
America.
America.
Thanks,
okay,
Bill.
Okay, thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you too, man.
Gosh. Insane. Insanity. It was just crazy last night at the Trump rally.
Yeah. As one person put it on the live line, once again, Albuquerque's in the national spotlight for ridiculousness.
International. It's all over BBC.
Why can't we get our act together? Haven't you learned from your mistakes, Albuquerque? These kinds of protests don't work. They never have. They never will. And as we just heard from one now Trump supporter, in fact, it just turned someone to the dark side. I mean, to the Trump side. Whatever. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
We gotta take a break.
But my people want to notice them, so go ahead, get them out of here. This is so exciting, isn't it? Like...
If I were Trump, forget ads about emails and Benghazi, because you're preaching to the converted. Show footage like this. Show that this is this will preach to the unconverted, the people who are not sure that you do not, 99% of Americans do not agree with this rabble.
We have all night. I'll tell you what, let's just say we have all night together, folks. It's a love fest. We have all night. All night.
Yeah, it's pretty chaotic right now, Dana, as you can see and as you saw in that last live shot. This is a hardcore now of around 200 protesters, I would say, being pushed back by the police lines that we're standing right in front of.
This is so exciting, isn't it? Like...
As soon as Trump took the stage, protesters broke through barricades and headed towards the front door of the rally.
It's a love fest.
Scenes of violence, including the rock and bottle throwing that I was explaining earlier, and we witnessed very close. The police at one point fired some sort of stun grenade.
This is so exciting, isn't it? Like...
My love, my endless love.
We gotta take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Oh, thanks for joining us, Starmy. It's Wednesday, May 25th, 8:04.
I guess the high today, 82. Let's take a look at the road. Traffic! Like we got an accident on Paseo. Left lane's blocked, Paseo del Norte east at the river. So if you are eastbound on Paseo, it's going to slow down quite a bit. Look out for that. Let's see if we have any other accidents. We got one at Washington Street and Lead Avenue involving a bicyclist. That sucks. Mm. That's your look at traffic.
Okay, coming traffic. Up at 8:40. A man by the name of Dave
Coulier.
1987's when Full House began. Now it's in 100 countries with a trillion fans.
Yeah. Rock on, Chicago.
Yeah. Sometimes I got to wear a Red Wings jersey, and Uncle Jesse said, "Hey, have mercy."
Mercy.
Joey was chunky back then, and as bad as that sounds, don't you know a mullet really adds 10 pounds?
Dave Coulier from Full House. He played Joey. He'll be on the show at 8:40.
They made crazy little dolls that look so crude.
Oh, yeah.
He's so cheesy. I love it. He's so cheesy. 338-3700, phone number.
Phone lines are just jammed. Yeah. And we got to call our boy, Pastor Nate.
Okay.
Mm. Nate Heitzig. He texted and said, "You guys should call me." His dad, Skip did the opening prayer.
Wow.
And so they were there. And so he wanted to chime in. I know the phone lines are just jammed up, but
yeah, we got a couple people
try
on hold.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Morning, Steve. It's Clay.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing well. So the funny thing is, Tony was covering it as a news media last night.
Oh, Antonia Gonzalez, National Native News.
Just absolutely, she was just floored by all the stuff. But, you know, I guess the sad part what bothers, you know, bothers because I'm not supportive of any right now of any of the three is that I think he enjoys it. Because,
right.
Because, you know, he just basically just makes fun of people.
We're just giving him power.
He does. I think he loves watching his reality shows. He loves it. And she goes, anytime, you know, anybody questions him, he just makes fun of you. So he doesn't know how to, like, say anything, he just makes fun of you.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny is even on both sides, you know, even just, you know, the stuff that she was tweeting from just from a news standpoint, the non, you know, the Trump supporters, just the things that they would say to her on Twitter, which is very, you know, it's like, seriously? You know, just the things that they say, you would see our country is definitely divided from the standpoint that we don't know how to handle it. And I don't think any of the three candidates are any good. And so it's now, it's like, which is the lesser evil of the three that are out there? But yeah, she said it was absolutely, they had to be in a cage when they got out. Just everybody just hurling.
Before Obama got elected in his first term, did we ever see anything like this as far as the protests?
I remember protests, but nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy. Yeah. So I keep thinking, you know, well, what if, let's just say, it does happen, you know, where, you know, he becomes president. What are they going to do then? Is it really going
right. to? That's my worry.
It freaks me out.
I'm with you.
I can't believe what happened last night.
And the sad part is, like, I think this is not like, I know this was pretty intense, but a lot of his rallies are like this. You know, she went to the Bernie one, she's going to go to the Hillary today, and she goes, they were nothing like this.
Yeah.
You know, as far as this intense, you know what I mean? Where just on both sides, you have such a decision one way or the other.
Yeah.
I think it's just going to get worse. To be honest with you, and that's the sad part. You know, this is just a primary and further
round. Right, which is that's the funny thing.
Republican, you don't vote at all because we're already done.
Yeah, this is crazy.
This is not even the election, so it's pretty crazy. I guess where we just pray for our nation.
Yeah,
because I just think I don't know. You always figure maybe Luke 21:31 is coming, right? When you see these things happening, you know the kingdom of God is near.
Yeah.
So I mean, this is just nuts and crazy, but. It is sad, and I think this is probably where we need to pray for our nation more than anything.
Mm.
Because when you see things like this, this has nothing to do with democracy. This is pure hate on both sides.
Yep.
Thanks, man.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
All right, man.
And something that somebody addressed us on the live line, too, and I agree, because we just had our buddy Bill call in, and he said what made it for him was the actions of the people around. And it is a sad thing in a way. Now, Bill's his own man. He can make his own decision. And that's the thing. But reactionary decisions like that are discouraging to me, too.
And I would say that being personal friends with Bill, we know that that's not,
we know
that's
guy.
Not the case. But, yeah, I agree.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Nate Heitzik.
Dude, what's up? How you guys doing?
Good.
How are you? First of all, glad you're alive.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm struggling with a little bit of PTSD, man.
Yeah, I was going to say. You're one of the tallest, whitest dudes I know, and so you probably stood out in the sea of Trump people or whatever. I don't even want to call you Trump people because you guys were there, but being a non-com station, obviously we can't lend our support to any candidate, but last night, dude, I didn't know. So your dad did the opening prayer.
Yeah, my dad did the invocation, and man, it was crazy. It was just an experience because I really... It was like Bill. I went in there with a lot of reservations, you know, before everything was going on. And I can say this piece of night of the race. I was a big Rubio supporter, and I really liked Rubio. I thought he was a good guy. Mm-hmm. And then going to the Trump rally, you know, the media kind of paints this picture that Trump supporters are old white people, is kind of what the media portrays.
Mm-hmm.
And so going there, when we first walked up, the protest at that point was peaceful, still obscene, like pretty much people flipping you off, yelling F Trump.
Yeah.
But it was peaceful. There was nothing like crazy going on. And then once we got in the rally, I was amazed to see the diversity that was there. A huge amount of young people. I mean, I would say, you know, a good, 40-50% of the people were young people. A lot of millennials, and they were excited, they were passionate, they were having fun. And then a lot of Latinos and a lot of Hispanics, like a huge amount of Latinos and Hispanics.
Hmm.
And so I was just really amazed to see the array of people. And you know, it's interesting. The news makes it out to sound like I had this kind of idea that you go to a Trump rally and it was going to be like crazy protests going on inside and like people throwing blows and fights breaking out in the audience. But that wasn't the case at all. The environment inside was really fun. Passionate, exciting. I mean, people were having a blast. People were cheering. People were having a great time. Whenever a protester would come up and start making a noise, the reason Trump would have to stop was because they'd get loud. And what would happen is one protester would start doing something, And all the Trump supporters would just start yelling Trump, 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 and pointing their fingers at where the protester was so the police could come in and escort them out.
Wow.
And so I mean, it was really, and I mean, before the protest even started, a voice came on and said, please, if there's a protester, don't touch them. We don't want any violence happening. We don't want anyone getting hurt. We want this to be a safe rally. If there's a protester, please just point at them and shout out Trump so the police know where you're at, and they'll come pick up the protesters.
Mm.
And so it was inside. Trump at one point even said, he said, you know, the safest place to be is at a Trump rally. And inside it felt that way. We had no idea during the rally what was going on outside. We had no clue.
Yeah.
And what was interesting is, you know, I've been to a lot of political campaigns. I was at the McCain campaign rally when he came to New Mexico. I was at the Bush rally. I've never been to a rally that had the kind of energy that was there. It was like a football game or a baseball game. People were genuinely having a lot of fun, having a good time.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then once we walked out...
Yeah, what was that like? Was it just chaos outside?
We were thinking... Yeah, well, it was interesting. At first, we didn't see what was going on because we walk out, and the police wouldn't let us go out the main door, and we didn't know why, and they said, there's a protest going on. It's not safe. No one's allowed to go out because it's not safe for you.
Wow.
And so... immediately, they told 8,000 people, they diverted 8,000 people all the way through the convention center out to a secret exit because they said it's not safe for you to go outside. So immediately, we're attacked with the idea that people want to hurt us because we were at an event having fun.
Yeah.
So it would be like going to a football game or a baseball game and then coming out and saying, sorry, people want to hurt you because you were there supporting that team.
So it was like
you
being at an Oakland Raiders game.
I was just thinking that.
Awesome. Sweet, man. Raider Nation. Cool.
Yeah. So it was, I mean, you're kind of like, okay, whatever, what's going on with there? And so then you walk out and you come out these back doors and all you hear is sirens, cheering, like people shouting the F word, and you're walking. And the first thing I notice is a ton of cars driving around with the American flag, shouting F you to people.
Gosh, dude, like, so weird.
A bunch of, like, literally a bunch of cars with Mexican flags just hanging out the top, people waving and saying, F you, F you.
Wow.
Just craziness. And then you're walking and you're just seeing this pandemonium happening.
Hmm.
And so I posted on Facebook the next day and I was like, man, people don't realize, like, I wonder if these people don't realize that by getting violent and waving Mexican flags in America, all they're doing is proving Trump's point.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the best way to make me feel sympathetic to someone's cause is for them to shout obscenities at me and give me the middle finger. That really makes me sympathetic towards their cause.
Yeah.
And so you really did just kind of get to this point where what they were doing was making it polarizing. They were polarizing themselves by doing that.
Yeah.
And so,
I mean, Trump is a very polarizing figure because he does say some pretty remarkable things. And I would go back to look at the definition of remarkable. I don't mean like
he says. Yeah, he says outlandish, polarizing things.
Okay, there you go. Mm.
Even within that, though, you know, it's interesting because it would be like Steve-O, because I was thinking about it, I was like, man, we as far as you guys on the morning show we like to joke around a lot.
Right.
And it would be like someone taking one of the things that you say and then not putting in the rebuttal where you're saying, I'm just kidding, we seriously believe this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it would be like. Because listening to the rally, I was surprised by that too. You know, he was having fun, and at one point he even said, like, he was about to say something about the airport. So the airports were overcrowded, and he was about to say like some funny thing. He was like, you know what? I'm not going to. He said, because the media back there will spin it and make it sound like something. And the whole crowd was saying, was going, say it, say it. And he was like, look, you guys are going to get me in trouble because I want to joke around and have fun with you. But if I do that, the media will just take that one thing that I said and they're not going to take it as a joke.
Truth.
And so I was really blown away by that because what he was saying too was really tempered. Actually, I told my dad before Trump went up there, a former senator or speaker of the House or some guy opened up, and I told my dad, I was like, man, he's crazier than Trump, because he was way less tempered. Trump got up there, and he was a lot more tempered, and he was genuinely speaking to issues that people had.
See, that was my question.
Really,
I'm glad you're saying this because a lot of people are saying, well, now I'm going to vote for Trump because of the idiots who are protesting. It's like, yeah, but what does he stand on? Like, I honestly don't know. It's been so tough because I'm just not excited for 2016 all around. But
should've
like
went to the rally.
I've been yeah, no, thank you. I don't want to be in a dangerous situation because I had to be here so early. Plus, I was helping Steven with swamp coolers. Anyways, somebody online asked this very question. Says, rarely I hear Trump supporters say I went to his website and read his policies and really think they will be effective. It's usually just hating on the other people. So I'm glad you're bringing this up because I was curious as to what he actually said outside of CNN sound bites.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the biggest things that he said that I really resonated with, and this was, you know, I even got interviewed by a news station while I was there, and it was this kind of this mentality that what the government is currently doing, both Republicans and Democrats can agree that it's not working. That's why you have such a large amount of Bernie supporters and Trump supporters, because there's division within the parties themselves, not just between the party lines. So Democrats and Republicans are both unhappy with the direction the government is going and don't think the current system is working. And so one big thing that Trump was hitting, he's like, look, I don't hate Mexico. I don't hate China. He said, I'm not mad at Mexico. I'm not mad at the Chinese leaders. I'm not mad at these different world leaders. He said, I'm mad at our leaders for not being wise, for not making the right decisions, for putting ourselves in debt, for and so he was kind of going through that, and he kind of went into this you know, this really, really this really good mentality of again, I think what is at the core of a lot of people, turning America back into a manufacturing superpower, back into a superpower that is making goods, that is exporting goods, that is building revenue, putting higher taxes on companies like Carrier when they want to go and move their factories to other countries, putting a higher tax on that. And he really spoke like a businessman. And so when it comes to his economic policy and what he wants to do as far as rebuilding the strength of the job force in America, I really liked and I really appreciated. Yeah. So I really liked that. And then when it came to his foreign policy, I thought he just, and that's what blew me away, is how people could get mad at it. Because he said, look, I am for legal immigration. He said as many Mexican nationals, as many Syrian nationals, as many of these people as want to come and become legal immigrants into America and go through the process, I am for and I support. He said, I am against, and I mean, I'm kind of paraphrasing, everything he would say, there would be an uproar of crowds and cheering, but the gist of what he was saying was that I am against illegal immigration. And so he said a couple of times, like, we will build that wall. He said, you know, we're going to do that. And he said, we're going to put an end to illegal immigration. And so his big thing wasn't just no immigration, don't allow Mexicans into America. It was this mentality of illegal immigration. We need to stop illegal immigration. He said, America's the only country that I know of that you can be an illegal immigrant and you can illegally come to the country, stay without getting a green card, and get a driver's license and vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, if you go to Mexico and you're an illegal immigrant, you stay there and you get sick, you better have money to pay for health care. Here in America, we'll give you free health care. We'll give you a driver's license. He said, America's the only country that we'll take illegal people that are breaking our laws to stay in our country, and we'll give them driver's license and health care.
Yeah.
Dude, lines are like, everything's jammed up right now.
But thanks, Nate. Yeah.
Thank you for the update,
man. Yeah, that was awesome, and glad you guys made it home safe, because it was nuts.
Yeah, I'm looking at APD's Twitter feed right now, and they're saying several APD officers being treated for injuries as a result, being hit by rocks, at least one arrested from the riot. There were many people arrested inside the building, so they're going to keep us apprised of the situation on the Twitters. So, shout out to APD.
Yeah.
Shout out to APD, man, of everyone.
Dude,
shout out.
They really did. They did a phenomenal job, and they really did a good job trying to keep the Trump supporters and the protesters away from each other.
Yeah.
And they really, really did a good job at that. Unfortunately, once the protesters realized the exit the Trump supporters were coming out of, the protesters shifted and moved over there to try to picket them.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Nate Heidsick. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Crazy.
We didn't hear any. Dex and I were talking about this off air. We didn't hear anything about the Sanders rally.
Mm.
And to my knowledge, Hillary's not even coming here. It's just going to be Bill Clinton. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, we did get somebody chiming in on the live line saying, my wife and I attended both rallies so far. Surprisingly, while the Bernie people were mostly kind, Trump's message was cleaner than Bernie's. So I don't know if they meant like language or what, you know, but...
from what we've heard, though, from Nate and a couple other people that were there, you know, Bill Peterson, I think they were shocked on how different it was than what they thought it would be.
Yeah. Interesting.
You can text the show 585-LIVE. You can call in 338-3700. You guys, I'm sure, embarrassed just like us for what happened last night.
I'm just embarrassed for our city, man. It sucks to be in international news now because BBC is all over it and everybody's talking about the ignorant Albuquerqueans, you know? And so this doesn't help when we want our city to grow and thrive. And it's hilarious because just last night, as this was happening in one side of town, I was helping my boy Stephen Christian get his swamp coolers going because he'd never had swamp coolers in his life. So we were doing that. And we were up on the roof just kind of talking because we've been friends for, you know, 12 years. And never ever did we think that we'd be living in the same city. And last night he was saying how much he loved Albuquerque and how he didn't think he was going to love it as much as he did and how happy he was to be here and all these things and excited because there's a few buds of his in turn that he, you know, we want friends to live here. We love this place. And then 5 hours later, the news is blowing up with how crazy we are. Yeah. And I'm like, well, that's not going to help. That's not going to get people to want to come visit us or hang out here because we all look like madmen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Starmie. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine.
Well, good. Talk to us.
Hey, you guys, are you a bunch of dummies? Trump paid for that last night, man. Look at that. Look how much he's out in the public. Everybody's seen it.
Wait.
It was paid for by Trump, man.
The protest was paid for by Trump?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll bet you'll find out later.
Like on House of Cards?
He's slick, man.
So, wait.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We never do protests, man. It was paid for. Mm. We never do protests. People don't go out and do that, man. It's normal.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I will say this. It's a very small percentage of people in Albuquerque that do stuff like that. Unfortunately, it's hard to believe your explanation.
I would also say this. This was my favorite part. I don't know if you yourself a Trump supporter?
Yeah, but you know, he paid for it.
I just want to know because much like a bully that jumps on the scene and immediately like name calls, my favorite part was when you started off with "Are you guys a bunch of dummies?" Because that was the best way to get me to care about what you were about to say. I was immediately like, "Oh my gosh, this guy has wisdom for days. I'm interested in hearing what this moron tells me."
He's done stuff like that.
Yeah,
he's done stuff like that.
Yeah, no, dude, thank you so much.
No, thank you for calling for real.
Yeah,
thank
you for real. Thanks for real. Yeah. No, whatever. Thank you, guys. I'm about to lose it. I'm going to throw a brick.
No, there's nothing.
And start a fire.
Nothing worth getting
he
that mad
He just called
about.
Me a dummy.
We have about a minute. So,
Steve-O, you're tapping into that anger.
I am. I've been watching a lot of CNN.
Starmie, we got about a minute, so go.
Okay, so I'm calling from Las Cruces, and my husband and I actually went to the Bernie rally in Votto.
Oh, okay, thank you.
We wanted to hear from somebody that went to that one.
Yeah.
So we went, and it started like 2 hours late because 2,000 more people showed up than what they expected.
Okay.
And so we ended up waiting in line for like, in the hot sun, it was outside, for like, I don't know, two hours. Oof. And everybody was so nice. There were so many different politicians and different groups that showed up and gave everybody free sunscreen, free water. I mean, everybody was just having fun, goofing off. And then Bernie actually waited for everybody to get in before he started the rally. And once he started, I mean, this is my first rally on the Democratic side. I've been to a couple of Republican rallies before, and it was fantastic. I understood what he said. It made sense to me. It was just a lot of fun, and it was really encouraging. And I don't know. I was pleasantly surprised.
Well, good. All right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We had a text come in that says, from a Hispanic female, "I'm proud to be Hispanic, thankful for things in my culture, but this is America. People left their country to come to America for a reason. It's the best country in the world. It makes no sense to me when you come to a country and disrespect it because you have pride for where you came from. If you don't like America, don't like what it's founded on, that's fine. No one's forcing you to stay here. My mom always said, never bite the hand that feeds you, and I believe that is true here too. You live in a country that allows you to fight for your freedom, a country that fights to protect you, and you disrespect it. You make a living here, sleep comfortably here, because we have people fighting for our safety day and night. Again, shout out to the APD. Is America perfect? No, but I have yet to see any place greater. God bless America. Land is free. Home of the brave. Thanks to all the men and women that fight for this country and the law enforcement that work so hard to keep us safe. Thank you for putting your life on the line or have given your life for me. Thank you for getting up every morning to do it all over again after the disrespect and lack of appreciation you have endured. God bless you all."
Love it. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, Dave Coulier from Full House. He played Joey.
Yeah!
Full House is going to be on the Morning Invasion. Hang out.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Washington State's primary.
The NBA playoffs.
The NFL just announcing 3 Super Bowl cities.
Facebook is introducing several changes in the way its trending topics are selected.
Judge has just ordered Bill Cosby to stand trial.
The horse Nyquist is going to miss the Belmont Stakes. The Kentucky Derby winner has a high white blood cell count and is recovering from a fever.
Domino's is being accused of routinely underpaying workers.
There's been a terror arrest in New York. Sajmir Ali Mamedi acquiring weapons and trying to help an undercover FBI agent travel to Syria to train and fight with ISIS.
For the first time on record, living with parents is now the most common arrangement for people between the ages of 18 and 34.
New home sales shot up 16.6% last month, the largest gain in 8 years.
Actor Bert Kwok has died. He was 85.
Twitter has decided to stop counting pictures, videos, and other inserted media toward the 140 characters allowed.
24 more Gitmo detainees are slated for transfer this summer.
Google accused of not paying all of its French taxes.
Good morning, Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Yeah!
Get the podcast if you only get a little bit of the show. Google Play, go to iTunes, just search Morning Invasion, get the whole show. 837.
High today of 82 degrees.
We had a text on the live line a little bit ago saying that that accident on Paseo was a mess, and it still is. You got stop-and-go traffic. Expect delays up to 5 minutes if you're eastbound on Paseo at the river. There's an accident, and the left lane is blocked. I'm sorry, the accident's at Paseo and Golf Course Road. Oh, it's backed up to Golf Course. Good grief. So the accident is at Paseo and the river, and it's backed up to Golf Course.
Okay.
Good luck, friends. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Oh man.
Full House. If you're
it's a modern classic.
If you're in your 30s.
Wait, that's me.
Yep. Then you are probably one of the lucky ones. You got to watch TGIF every Friday.
Yeah, you did.
Perfect Strangers, Full House, Family Matters.
And then it morphed a little bit. You had Step by Step, Family Matters, Full House, Boy Meets World. I remember when Full House came on Tuesdays.
Yes. Yeah. And I got into them, but man, Full House still to this day, probably that one show that I just loved and looked forward to every Friday. Coming up here any minute now, Joey from Full House. His real name, Dave Coulier. He's a comedian. He's a funny guy. Which, if you haven't seen Fuller House yet on Netflix, it's cool because you get appearances from Joey and Uncle Jesse and
Danny.
Yep,
not the twins yet.
Yeah, not the twins, but they definitely make fun of them.
Yes,
they definitely take punches at them, which is pretty funny.
They punch at girls? That's never funny.
Doobie doo wop.
Wow.
I'm going to tell my story to him, guys. And it's going to be the most uncomfortable minute of your lives because I'm going to recount from a 12-year-old what it was like to like meet him, and he's not going to remember. And it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay, man. Going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
1987's when Full House began. Now it's in 100 countries with a Julian verse.
Now, Dave, he's a comedian, and some people might be confused with another comedian who is also a part of Full House. Dave is the clean comedian. He actually has pretty funny comedy.
Joey was chunky back then, and as bad as that sounds.
Chunky. He loves the kids.
Really
okay. This was really his?
This was his.
Okay.
This was his. This was a. I posted this a few years ago. They had just announced Fuller House is going into production. And so he put a song out called Cut It Out, a tribute to Full House. Cut it, out.
Do it.
And any minute. He's going to call.
Definitely.
Any minute. I hate jumping into something else because he'll just. He'll
why
call
don't we
and
cut out this silent, this awkward. Is he really calling or are you joking me?
You are you joking, man?
You think I'm pranking you?
I'm going to start a fire in the studio and throw a brick.
No, you're not.
I will say this.
I'm an Albuquerquean!
You know, out of all the celebrities we've had on the show,
yeah,
Dave is at the bottom of the list.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Dave.
What?
We've had some big names on the show.
Oh, my gosh. It's Joey from Full House.
We had Thor on the show.
We had Jonathan Banks.
Yeah.
We've had Dominic Monaghan. Miles Teller, Patrick Fabian, which I can't wait for them to be filming the next season of Better Call Saul here so we can hang out and stew.
Oh, who was that first interview that we had? What was his name? He was...
Wyclef Jean.
No.
Jermaine Dupri?
That was it.
Jermaine Dupri. Now, that discovered. Top of the list right there, there's the top, which is Jermaine Dupri.
You're mocking me at this point. Then, that's cool, man. That's fine, man. Crisscross under. Make you jump. He discovered Crisscross and Dub Rat. Yeah,
the only reason why people know that is because of you.
So
you've told everybody that, you know, that he's a part of Crisscross because he discovered
he
them.
Wasn't a part
I
of Crisscross. He was
know
founder
that.
Of Crisscross.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
He found them at a mall in Atlanta. Listen to our interview.
Uh-huh.
Gosh! Yeah. Riot Anarchy! Give me a lighter! I don't smoke, so I need a lighter.
Were you at the Trump rally last night?
No! I was saving my energy for this morning.
Yeah.
Nobody has matches or anything. I just really want to
start a fire.
You're
not allowed to play with matches. There's actually a sign that says "Do not give
matches."
Be
a terrible protester.
Let me give a call to my buddy John.
Terrible, terrible protester. Wait on Dave Coulier.
I'm going to call John Stamos.
You do that, and
I'm going to ask him.
He was also the voice of Peter Venkman, by the way, on the real Ghostbusters cartoon back in the day. Yeah.
Nice.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's Carl with Wise Brother Media. Steve on deck.
That's
what's
right.
Up?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. So I've got Dave Coulier ready to talk to you.
We are ready.
Sounds good. I'll hook you up with him right now.
What am I talking about? Ah! What am I talking about?
Yeah!
We're talking to Steve Owen Dex in Albuquerque,
Anteo.
New Mexico.
Anteo.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Dave.
This is exciting on so many levels. So many levels.
You there, Dave?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
Okay.
All right. Dave Coulier, we're excited to have you on in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah. It's the most peaceful thing happening right now in Albuquerque.
I often stop in Albuquerque because I'm a pilot, and I fly back to my home state of Michigan every summer. Mm. And Albuquerque is a place where I stop for lunch, and I get fuel, and I know it very well.
Dave, you just made my life, all right? So I was arguing with my co-host here. This is Steve-O. Dex and Teo earlier were saying, do not share this story. And I said, guys, I'm sharing the story. And they said, you're a grown man. Don't share the story. Well, Dave, I'm going to take you back in time a few years, probably about 20. When I was a young man, and my favorite show on television was Full House.
Full House.
I was a young lad, and I'll tell you what, Joey was absolutely my favorite because I was the nerdy kid that did impressions, so I was always doing, oddly enough, Muppet Babies. I'm hungry. I loved it. Had no idea you were animal, by the way, my whole life. And my mother was an air traffic controller in Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Yeah.
And she calls me on the phone and says, I think your hero guy is here with like a dude from Cheers. And I'm like, I'm like a 12-year-old, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she's like, the guy that does the voices, I think he's here. He's flying. And so I'm like, are you kidding? And she says, I'll prove it. And so this air traffic controller, this beautiful saint of a woman, radios into you, sir, and says, will you just please do Bullwinkle for my son?
Oh.
And you totally rocked a Bullwinkle through like your little CB into the receiver of the phone.
Wow.
And little me at home lost my mind, and I've never forgotten it.
That's such a great story. I remember that trip.
No way!
I was with my friend Steve Gianelli, who was actually a character on Cheers for many, many seasons. And we were flying back to a charity event that I was hosting in Michigan. And I remember that very vividly, stopping there.
Wow, that's cool.
There you go. Yeah. My mother, the air traffic controller.
It's crazy the impact that, you know, just by you doing that impression for Steve-O.
Yeah.
You know, he is the man he is today.
Oh, hey. No, but you know what? I will say this.
About making kids happy.
Well, that, you know what? In real life, that's it. Because I have three kids of my own now, and as an adult, you know, we do TV and radio here, and because of that, you know, you'll be at the grocery store somewhere, and somebody will recognize you, and I will. No matter what kind of mood I'm in, no matter where I'm at, no matter what kind of day I've had, always force myself, if I'm in a terrible position, to just, in that moment, give them their moment. And I seriously think back to that, being a kid, and how much that impacted me, even just on the telephone.
Yeah.
And so, it really did have an impact in that way. It's funny how God uses stuff like that. It's cool.
That's a cool story. Thanks.
Yeah, man.
Man.
So, Dave, this is Teo, by the way. There's a third co-host in our show that never gets mentioned by other people. Yeah. It's me. It's fine. But the thing is, you just got done. Well, I don't know if you just got done, but Fuller House just came out.
Oh, man.
Tons of new Netflix subscribers just so they could watch that.
Yeah.
And I loved it, by the way. But you're also promoting something else. Can you tell us a little bit about this thing?
Adventures.
Well, this goes back to doing voices for kids.
Yeah.
I'm still doing it. I wanted to create a musical storybook, and so I created The Adventures of Jimmy Booger, which is available on iBooks, and it's like no other book out there. There's 15 songs in the book, and I had a lot of help from some very talented people, namely my Full House co-stars. They do a lot of voices, and
awesome.
The book is about a 10-year-old booger named Jimmy from Nova Scotia, and so John Stamos does the voice of Buck Naked, who's one of the characters. Jody Sweetin does the voice of Emily Snodisaki, who's the most beautiful booger.
Incredible.
That's awesome.
Wonderful.
And she actually sings a country duet with Robbie Wyckoff, who is the lead singer of the Roger Waters Wall Tour. And Lori Loughlin does the voice of Jimmy Booger's mom. She plays the character Sugar Booger. So there's some really great music in this by some amazing musicians. Dave Koz, the saxophonist, plays some incredible saxophone on some jazz cuts on this.
Nice.
And so... you know, it's a book that gets kids laughing, and there's, you know, at times it's very sophomoric. There's a song called "We Love to Fart,"
yes,
which is just a fact of life for most people.
Oh, yes. For that song, you have to get this for your kids just for that song alone, just to hear kids crack up at that song. And so, you know, it's really, I'm so proud that you know, kids are reading my book, and I self-published this, so I'm up against all the publishing giants, so I'm really kind of the underdog publisher here. But when I hear parents' reactions of how they're laughing and singing along to this book, it it just, you know, I just, I get giddy, you know,
cool.
realizing that I've created something that kids truly love. So yeah. I've been, you know, a part of some shows that kids really love, and to be able to create my own little world that parents and kids are so happy about. The Adventures of Jimmy Booger, you can get it at iBooks, and it's a simple download, and just listen to your kids as they sing along. It's wonderful.
That's incredible.
We're talking with Dave Coulier. You know him as Joey from Full
of
House.
Course.
And you know, you're just talking about this really cool book that you're doing, and you you got to reunite with, you know, your friends, your family from Full House, plus Fuller House just had this huge first season. What was it like to get back together like it used to be back in the 90s? Was it almost like going back in time?
Well, we're so close in our personal lives that we've never been apart. We've always been, you know.
You guys live in that house?
For all the time.
You guys actually live
there?
We're
very, very close.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like we'd been apart for all these years and then came back together and like, hey, I remember you.
Right.
We're going back to the show tomorrow. All right, great. Yeah. I'll carpool with you, you know?
So it's
been surreal, but it took literally 30 seconds for us to click back into our characters and
that's cool.
Get on that set again. And we're already into season 2 right now. We're shooting new episodes. And so we're back at Warner Brothers on the same stage where we shot the original show.
Wow.
And it's just, it's very surreal being back there again. But it's such a gift to be able to do this show again.
Man, I think when I watched it, because I know like some people, I don't know what people were expecting. Like, are we supposed to do like a gritty reboot of Full House?
Right.
You know, where somebody's basically Rick from The Walking Dead or something. But when I watched it, it nailed it. It just nailed it. I was taken back to when I was a kid, and I would watch we would watch it every Tuesday night. Our family would watch it together. But then also in the afternoon, I think it was TBS and TNT would air the syndications, and it was like 2 hours of Full House,
right?
You know, in our afternoon, so it was really cool for me to get. Were you stoked about the success? Because it totally succeeded.
Yeah.
We were very happy about it. We were also, for years, we'd been asked about, you know, doing a remake, a reboot, you know, can you know, bring back the show. And we didn't want to do it because no one had a great idea of what the show would be. Mm-hmm. And so when Netflix and Warner Brothers and John Stamos and Jeff Franklin had this idea and came to us, we thought, wow, this is really cool. Because we didn't want to, you know, we didn't want to tarnish this nice legacy that the show has
right.
through years of syndication. We've never been off the air since we premiered in 1987, and so, you know, we knew that we had tons of fans out there who loved the show, and we didn't want to mess that up, so we were very, very calculated in what the new series was going to be, and I'm so happy to hear you say that you love it.
Loved it.
You know, we're trying as hard as we can to, you know, make our fans laugh once again.
Yeah, I loved it, yeah.
I'm glad you brought up laughter. I have a question, Dave. This is Steve-O again. You do stand-up comedy.
Going pretty soon.
Okay. Final question. Stand-up comedy, everything that you've done. You know, here we are a Christian station, and we, you know, it's difficult to do clean humor. It seems like this day and age, it's very easy to be crass and whatever. Have you found it more satisfying? Because it's you are known to do great, whether it's children's books or cartoons. Your humor is very clean. Talk about that for a second.
Well, I've been involved in family programming for a long, long time. And so, you know, to be able to create my own family programming now is such a gift. You know, and that's what The Adventures of Jimmy Booger is. It's a book that's good, clean, fun. And it makes parents laugh, too.
Yeah, so, good.
You know, when you realize that your kids are one click away on the internet from something horrific, boogers and farts don't seem so bad anymore.
Amen. Amen. Dave Coulier.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time, man.
Thank you for what you've done over the years, man.
Never cut it out.
Gosh, yes.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for having me on, you guys.
Thanks, Dave.
The milkman, the
Oh, that was awesome.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
sorry, guys, we didn't ask him to do any voices or whatever, but
I feel like that's probably what happens literally every time somebody speaks to him.
Yeah.
I feel vindicated for him remembering very vividly.
He remembers. How old were you when that happened?
I was trying to think back because it had to have been like 91.
Okay, so you were probably
summer of 90 or 91.
So I was thinking you were like a little kid.
Nah, I was probably like 10. I don't know.
Man, that's great.
11.
I just had so much fun.
I don't know. Yeah,
season 2 Fuller House.
Beginning of the 90s.
So excited.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, that was cool.
If you missed that interview, of course, it'll be up at the podcast after the show. Dave Coulier, who played Joey, plays Joey. I mean, Fuller House is back, and they said they're filming right now for season 2.
You never know what your kindness will do.
There you go.
I tell that story. I tell that story because I really think of it regularly, because you can meet those celebrities that are just jerks. And you human being, in your workplace, in your home life, wherever you are, you never know what a simple hug, a simple kind word will do for another human being and how it can impact their life.
Amen.
So, love it!
All right, when we come back, Josette from Swarf is here. We got a dog that needs a home.
Get
ready.
Needs
a family, so hang out.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back.
You will awake in the morning and start to see.
Moonlight cocktails are the thing.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Good morning. 906.
I didn't even need to read.
Let me check them roads out there, okay? Go ahead.
Hi.
Now there's an accident in Paseo and 2nd. But this is on Paseo del Norte west at 2nd. So now I guess if you're westbound, you're going to have a headache. Good grief. What's with the headaches? That's your look at traffic.
Josette is here from Swarf, Southwest Animal Rescue Fund.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, girl?
I did away with the doggy intro song.
Let's get some more dogs adopted.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll just see what happens.
Did we discuss that wasn't attractive?
Yes.
Yeah, well, a few people mentioned that it... Yeah, I mean, the song does talk about some annoying things that dogs do, so...
But real.
Yeah, for real. For real. So, Southwest Animal Rescue Fund, this amazing organization who take care of dogs. They love dogs, and they try to find homes for dogs. They actually help other organizations as well, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
They have a thrift store, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But, Josette, who did you bring in today?
I brought Zach. He's a one-year-old red healer.
I love everything about him.
He's such a cool dog.
I'm not just saying this. He is by far my favorite dog you've ever brought in.
Itch, buddy.
And I want to trade Rocket for him. Like, I don't want another dog. I just want to trade.
We don't typically do trades.
No, sorry. Yeah, it's a barter
system in place.
Come on.
We'll consider it. No
I just realized it's the Josette webcam. Here, let me.
That's not good.
I will trade you both of those weights that Dex will never use for the same.
Well, that's not true.
Yes.
Well, why
dude,
you hold one
webcam,
right now?
Y'all. Webcam. Oh, I'm
good
telling
luck,
you.
Gosh, that is
hands down, my favorite dog you've ever brought in.
Is he on?
Yeah. I want him right now.
Yes. Well, he's a handful right now.
Yes.
He's only one. He came. Well, he was at the Valencia County Animal Shelter for who knows how long or where before that he came from. And he was adopted from the shelter. Man. We actually helped assist in the adoption from there. And the people who adopted him, they were...
at a rally last night. So they were unavailable. They were lighting fires and doing uncool things, because obviously that's why he's in your custody. Because they were not the coolest of Americans.
Okay, everybody. Let's
I think they're
down,
listeners, man. But...
So you're saying
I'm making stuff up.
They weren't responsible pet owners.
They, well, and it's not even irresponsible. They were just... it was an elderly
puppies
couple,
are,
and
yeah,
he's a year
I was
old.
Say, okay.
Yeah, they
puppies
were
are hard work.
They are, you yeah. know. They were just an elderly couple. I think they were a little bit older than they thought they were, and they just were unfamiliar.
I'm 83.
You know?
I thought I was 47.
I swear, pretty I much. Can still drive.
This is oh. unbelievable news to me.
Yeah, a dog like this so. Has a lot of energy. So
he does, and you know, he's raw, is what I call him. He, you know, he doesn't. Right now, he's learning. We've figured out the sit and stay command, but that's about it. He's super sweet. He's so starved for attention that he kind of
licks your toes the second you meet him. I was like, whoa, we haven't even met yet.
He likes toes.
He was just licking my toes.
This is Beans, the cat, the dog.
Yes.
Really?
This is the perfect dog.
Wasn't that baby girl also?
No. This one is a boy.
Oh, right.
Same thing.
He's raw, so he's got a lot of just energy, doesn't know what to do with it, yeah. but he's just a love, and like I said, he's starving for love, so he just doesn't know how to appropriately ask for it.
Mm-hmm. Very sweet.
Yeah, so he
you
just
can
kinda
rename him Steve-O when you get him, true. Because it sounds very yeah. appropriate.
Much like you.
Yes, just don't know how to handle it.
He's a good boy, and yeah. he's got a lot of energy, but he calms down, he's, you know, becomes mellow once he's, you yeah. know, a little under control, and today, actually, he's going to a behavioralist for foster.
That's cool.
Yeah, so he'll kind of become more assessed, and we can kind of figure out what his deal is yeah. and what he's able to do. And he's so smart. He learned
those
sit
dogs
and stay.
Are super smart.
Yeah, he yeah. learned sit stay in like a minute.
Yeah,
it was so quick, and he's I mean immediately, like, you tell him and he just I mean you saw
well,
when
a cattle
I
dogs
in.
Right
yeah he is yeah he's a healer cattle dog just like a baby girl
so red thought, healer too so I that's thought, like the best part
yeah,
he healed
handsome.
Injury
what
so I'm a little disappointed.
No, that's totally.
Because I thought you meant that he had healing powers.
No, he's a
maybe,
red
healer.
Maybe I would get bit by a rattlesnake. He would kill the snake.
Sure.
And then he would heal me.
Yes.
Healer.
Not
he, red
he
healer.
He is a healer.
Blood red.
Tao, I'm glad you brought up rattlesnake.
I know.
Because I have a great story, Josette.
I want to hear all about it.
This is why everybody needs to own a dog.
I agree.
There was a 7-year-old girl in Tampa, Florida. She was in her front yard playing with her grandmother last Wednesday when their 2-year-old German Shepherd started acting a little weird. What could be going wrong? What is happening? Well, it turned out he was trying to protect them from a rattlesnake.
Whoa!
Dang, dude.
In Florida?
In Florida. They, all,
yeah,
they got giant.
Eastern Diamondback. Eastern Diamondback rattlesnake.
No, thank you.
The dog's name is Hoss.
Hoss?
Like Hoss and Pfeffer.
Not like Hoss.
Zach's better.
I'm like,
yeah, dude. Eastern Diamondback rattlesnake.
That's right. Oh, don't show
up.
Me a picture.
I don't want to look. I don't want to see.
They're scary.
I
want
to see it.
They scary.
Well, they just rescued Hoss from a shelter about 2 months ago. Luckily, Hoss did protect them. But Hoss got bitten 3 times on the leg.
Oh, my gosh.
So they drove him straight to a vet, and they pumped him full of anti-venom. Looked like he might not make it, but yesterday, guess what, guys?
What?
He made
He's
it?
He's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
He's fine.
Guys, look how big this Eastern Diamondback rattlesnake
nope.
is.
Oh, my gosh.
Nope.
That's what I'm saying.
Florida, stay
little.
Away.
It's very big.
That's in Orlando.
There's a whole lot
that
of reasons.
That is in Orlando.
It's a lot of reasons to stay out of Florida.
Yep.
Yeah, this is crazy because the venom that they pumped into him to save his life, one dose costs around $600.
Oh, God. And here's a small glimpse of hell. It's when swimming.
Yeah.
When swimming.
Stop it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, check that out.
So how many doses did they have to give this dude?
Well, apparently they've been doing it for 5 days straight.
Okay.
So that's plus $1,000 a day to keep them in intensive okay. care. So right now they're looking at about $28,000.
Oh, my gosh.
For old Haas. Now,
how much to just put him down? I'm just going okay.
Steve-O, I am going to keep Rocket when I get him this
Animal,
weekend.
Get him.
For the
get
record,
him, Zach.
Josette is watching our dog when we go out of town. I don't think I'm getting Rocket back.
Yeah, ever. I'm going to pick him up Friday, and I'm not going to bring him back.
Your eye is like bugged out.
Here's the reason why I wanted to share this story, because if it wasn't for Haas, their child,
yeah.
their 7-year-old girl might have been the one who got bit.
And if she was bit, it would have done a lot more damage than it did to the dog.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So we're sharing the story because this dog was at a shelter, just like our friend here.
Mm.
He's at a shelter, just waiting.
waiting and loving.
This
waiting
is a warrior you. Animal. This is the kind of animal that you would employ in a military.
Yes.
This is the kind of animal that would be on the front lines, and he would get hurt, but then we would inject him with super soldier serum, and he would turn into Captain America wolf style.
That's right.
Which is an actual thing. Look it up.
What was that dog cartoon movie that came out? I don't know. Might have been...
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
No. This was like...
Oliver and
six,
Company.
6, 7 years ago. He had a cape.
Ren Tin Tin.
Had a cape.
He looks like that dog.
Underdog.
Underdog.
And he was a beagle.
Like Underdog.
And looks nothing like the healer.
Okay.
You
memory
dummy.
Yeah, he was a beagle, wasn't he?
Good story, though.
I was trying to sell the dog.
We don't sell dogs.
No, okay. Okay.
Sell people on.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Time out.
Anime fans.
Steve-O, me.
Okay, yes, you.
Okay. Dex, we don't sell dogs.
I didn't mean it that way.
We adopt dogs.
Yeah.
Just that I didn't mean that.
Okay.
I meant like sell people on.
Let her talk.
On.
Okay.
This bit brought to you by Compassion International. Selling children and wait, no, you don't.
I mean,
you just adopt them. Yeah, oh, crap.
You had words to say.
Oh, that
was it. Literally
I was
it.
Just correcting Dex. Okay,
here's what this dog looks like, even though not so much.
Okay, stop.
This is a red heeler. And he looks a lot like Ayn from an anime back in the day called Cowboy Bebop. Ayn was actually a corgi.
That's what it was.
And not this dog. But this dog kind of's got the corgi look.
He's fun.
And like the, I love
this dog. He is a fun animal.
He's super playful.
So I'm serious. I'll trade you Rocket for this dog right now.
He is. All of our dogs.
Brody would cry. But.
Yeah, I don't think we ever talk about that enough. Like, the animals are fixed and good to go.
Yes, they are.
Loving
and
wonderful.
Shots are up to date.
Yes, they're up to date on shots. They come with spay or neuter and microchips, and they're fully vetted. I mean, and with our adoptions, I mean, if there's, you know.
And a free oil change with every, no?
That's your thing.
Okay.
Steve will change your oil. and most rescues will spay, neuter, vaccinate all of their dogs before adoption or shortly thereafter.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's
great. It's absolutely just so, so, so important with spay and neuter. Dex just got his dog neutered.
I did.
Thank you.
Microchipped?
Yes.
Shots up to date?
Yep. And, you know, the population is just so high, there's no reason to do any breeding at all.
No.
You know,
no
I mean,
breeding.
There's reputable breeding, and, you know, I can't say that that's a horrible thing. Yeah. I mean, we're not really a part of that, obviously, as rescue, but we, I'm sorry, I'm distracted. My foot's being eaten.
But in a playful way.
He is, in a playful way. But, you know, spaying, neutering is our responsibility as caring for these dogs, because it also cuts their cancer risks. I mean, such a high percentage, it's, you know.
Dogs will live longer, actually.
Yes, they will, absolutely. Yes, Steve-O.
I want to remind everybody that the live line is open, 585-LIVE. That's 585-5483. We have the information for Zach, the puppy, and I honestly believe that he's going to get adopted today, because if you're watching the webcam, you just want to take... I want to take him.
Sweet.
I'm seriously, like, wanting to just take this dog, you weirdo. Okay. Seriously, so if you're interested in adopting Zach, please hit us up on the live line. You
can also
email us, and we'll send you the information, or just contact Josette directly. Her cell phone number is 505. I'm just kidding.
I accidentally made the mistake one time. Oops.
No.
I don't ever
do that again.
I know.
Weirdos.
So Zach is a happy boy. He's figuring out other dogs, and again, he's raw.
He's raw.
Did you see him? He's scared of the chair.
He needs to be cooked just a little bit longer.
Oh, my.
He needs a little bit longer of assistance, maybe.
You guys, let me just stop you right there.
Okay.
I have another story.
Oh, good.
Okay, gosh.
I love your stories, especially when I'm here.
We just heard about Haas, how he saved that young girl's life from a rattlesnake.
Yep.
Yes, they owe 30 grand worth of vet bills. Well, whatever. This is a story about a 10-year-old collie in Portland, Oregon, named Ollie. Having health issues.
The collie's name was Ollie?
That's clever.
Ollie the collie.
That is so not clever, Justin.
Well, collie, Ollie, oxen free.
Okay. Ollie was having health issues last week and suddenly became paralyzed.
Oh.
A lot of things can cause paralysis in dogs, including a fractured vertebrae or even cancer. But in this case, the vet couldn't figure out why. Got to the point where Ollie couldn't even go to the bathroom, so his owners decided to have him put down so he wouldn't suffer anymore.
Aww.
Right before Ollie was supposed to be euthanized, an intern was prepping him. And while she was petting him, she felt, what is it? Is this a lump? It was right behind his ears. There's a lump here. Her name is Nina Golden, and she's a...
We love Nina.
She's technically an externship, is what they call it, which is like an internship, but usually not as extensive. But it turned out the lump she found was a tick, and that's what was causing the paralysis.
Dang, yep.
Wait, what?
So...
Tick-borne disease.
They got rid of the tick, and guess what?
The dog could walk again.
Yeah. Nope. Oh. Paralyzed.
Just kidding.
Oh, of course.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow, what a terrible story.
Of course.
Well, even if he was paralyzed, but, you know, alive.
This is what's cool. They removed the tick, and Ollie was back to normal within about 10 hours.
Yep.
That's amazing right there. And I forgot to say, this was another shelter dog. This was from another shelter. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Doesn't say that at all.
Yeah, ticks are nasty.
Stop making things up. This is why no one trusts the media.
You know, I brought my Mesa boys in here before.
Yep.
And so Harry, the blue-eyed...
And Bert!
Yeah, Harry, that's how I got him, is he was he had a tick-borne disease that killing him. Yeah, he wasn't
Was
into
it killing
paralysis.
Him softly with his tick?
It's always Fugees and Funyuns.
I don't even
with you.
Know.
It really is. I love Fugees, and I love especially like Flamin' Hot Funyuns. They go great with my
Disgusting.
Hair. Wait, what?
No. Uh oh,
guys,
what's he doing?
Josette,
what is that?
Does he have a tick?
No, she taught him how to sit,
his collar.
To stay, and poop in studio. Good boy.
He's not pooping.
Good boy.
I looked down, and his throat was like to the. Stuck on the carpet.
Yeah, right.
That was nervous.
His little
band tag got caught on the carpet thread, so it was kind of stuck.
Guys, I have good news.
I have
a good news completely unrelated to any of this.
Oh, good.
My sister Allison just had a baby.
Yeah! Yay!
Not a human baby. No, it was a lizard. It's really interesting. It kind of looks like the creature from the Black Lagoon.
But
its name is Russell. I don't know what's going on.
Wait, Russell?
So it's not a human?
No. Yeah,
okay.
Congratulations, man.
She's a humanoid.
Pretty freaky.
What's the name really?
Russell Thomas.
Russell Thomas!
No way! You got the middle name, buddy!
Yeah.
His name is Matthew Thomas over there.
That's
so
pretty cool.
The sister named...
My dad's name was Murray Thomas.
And is I your wanted middle name
to
Thomas?
Name, yes, I wanted to name our son Ethan Thomas, and then somebody overruled me.
No.
Dawn. And then somebody else just stole Thomas. Are you going to still name it Thomas at some point? Like a second one?
I can name it whatever I want.
Okay. Well, congratulations to your sister.
Yes. Dude, hey.
It's a good story because when we started the station, Easter morning 2015, Allison had her baby Jack stillborn.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very sad.
Very.
Dude, it was this freak thing. Wasn't anything, you know, like... Obviously, that would keep happening. So it's been a journey, and now she's had Russell.
That's awesome, man.
That's
and
great.
It's exciting.
So cool.
Oh,
so if
awesome.
You want to celebrate, call in and adopt this dog.
Oh, yay!
And my sister had a baby last week. Yay!
It's old news, but
she didn't name the baby after me, so I was like a little bummed because I was like, wait, this is your third and final baby. Yeah, where's the Steven? Okay. You know what I mean? And it was like, Ryan Jacob. I'm like, I don't know any Ryans or Jacobs.
It's a good name, though.
Ryan Jacob is a great name.
Would that be a good dog name, too?
Ryan Jacob? No, you
Jingle
weirdo. Dog names need
if
to be
I
cool.
If I was going to get a dog, I would name
Zach
it Jacob.
I didn't name him Zach.
Okay, all right, let's focus. Okay,
if his name was Zach Morris, then it'd be totally acceptable.
Right. Hey.
But you have to be the full name.
Hey!
No.
Hey!
Zach Morris.
Focus.
Focus.
It's about Zach today.
Yeah, Zach Morris.
And you KO's said, sister's
time out.
That's fine. That's
no,
just
absolutely.
A good thing.
Zach is here in studio right now. We'll post some pictures, all the information. Real quick before you leave, though, Josette,
yes.
You have to talk about your thrift store because that's how you guys do things down there.
Yes, sir. 3701 Corrales Road.
That's right.
It's secondhand treasures, and we're open every day, 10 to 4. I'm there pretty much every single day. Mm. So come see me, and you can even just visit. We always have dogs there. We accept donations during any of those hours, any day, and 100% of everything at the store is donated. So we need your donations. So don't be shy.
That's
we take everything. We don't take mattresses. That's about it.
You take everything. You don't take mattresses.
We don't take mattresses.
You just lied.
Or underwear.
You said you take everything, but
except.
now there's multiple.
If you
things.
Guys bring underwear down there, you should get slapped in the face.
Oh,
wait. That's what you
we'll still smile. We'll still smile and say,
underwear.
Why, thank you.
No.
Well,
you slap him across the face with the underwear.
Okay. I'll see
that's
how that
awful.
Goes today.
Who wants to really used underwear?
Well,
that's gross.
You know.
It's new to someone.
We certainly don't sell it or smell it.
Okay.
Anyway, so come to the store, see the dogs,
please
donate.
Please turn that into your new slogan.
We
certainly don't sell it
or smell it. Come on down to our thrift store.
Little Zach over here, man. Just
he'll
a little,
be at the store with you today.
No,
yeah.
Zach. Okay.
Oh, he's sitting here peacefully behind me.
And if you happen to stop by on Friday at the thrift store, yes, they're going to have a Friday, lovely dog available for adoption. His name is Rocket Wyatt.
No.
And, he can be yours for the low price of $3,000.
Yeah, if somebody...
$3,000. Yeah.
Okay. Boy, that's a good
it's
one.
Really
I will
easy.
Have, I will have him at work with me Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he'll be there. Okay. So.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank
so come
you.
To the store, adopt dogs.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joseph.
Okay, thank you.
Check out Zach.
Go Zach Morris.
Page. Is it up there, all the stuff on our Facebook page?
I got to do that right now.
Okay, we'll do that
right
now.
Yeah.
Go like it. Star 88 FM. We'll be back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Washington State's primary.
The NBA playoffs.
The NFL just announcing three Super Bowl cities.
Facebook is introducing several changes in the way its trending topics are selected.
Judge has just ordered Bill Cosby to stand trial.
The horse Nyquist is going to miss the Belmont Stakes. The Kentucky Derby winner has a high white blood cell count and is recovering from a fever.
Domino's is being accused of routinely underpaying workers.
There's been a terror arrest in New York. Sajmir Ali Mamedi acquiring weapons and trying to help an undercover FBI agent travel to Syria to train and fight with ISIS.
For the first time on record, living with parents is now the most common arrangement for people between the ages of 18 and 34.
New home sales shot up 16.6% last month, the largest gain in 8 years.
Actor Bert Kwok has died. He was 85.
Twitter has decided to stop counting pictures, videos, and other inserted media toward the 140 characters allowed.
24 more Gitmo detainees are slated for transfer this summer.
Google accused of not paying all of its French taxes.
Eu bem que lhe disse, amar é tolice, é bobagem, é ilusão. Eu prefiro viver tão sozinho, ao som do lamento do meu violão.
It's 9:34.
High today of 82 degrees. Eu bem que lhe disse.
Looks like we have an accident to report at Wyoming and Candelaria. Lots of road construction all around the city. That's your look at traffic.
Today is May 25th. 39 years ago on this day, what hit the theaters?
So wait, 39?
Friendship it was 1977.
Jaws.
No.
Wait, what year? 77.
77.
Oh, wait! I fail.
Is it Star Wars?
I fail everyone.
Somewhere
yes, it was.
In space,
yes, it was.
This may
Jaws
all
was 75.
Be right now.
I failed us all.
You did.
I gotta go.
It's
okay. I balanced
Lucas,
the force out.
The man who brought you American you. Graffiti now bring you an adventure unlike anything on your
sounds
planet.
Stupid.
Star
yeah.
Wars.
It sounds terrible.
Here they come.
Star Wars.
The story of a boy, a girl, and a universe.
Trailers have come a long way. I mean, just movies in general, too. I mean, they don't make them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, 35 years ago, in 1981, Daredevil, Daniel Goodwin, scaled the outside of Chicago's Sears Tower in 7.5 hours.
Dang.
All while wearing a Spider-Man costume.
Wow. That's cool.
That was great.
I love him.
Mm-hmm.
As a friend.
Then another movie, 33 years ago, 1983, opened on 1,002 movie screens across the country. It grossed a record of $6.2 million. It went on to make more than $300 million, which was less than all three. All right, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah. What movie is it, Steve-O? You looked. He looked.
Of which one? Say it again.
Don't look.
Sorry.
He studied it. He
no,
looked.
I can't see that far.
33 years ago, 1983. This movie came out today.
1983.
Okay.
What was the biggest movie?
Well, think about it, guys. It's only the greatest movie of all time. Literally ever of all time. Of all
Return
time.
To a galaxy far, far away.
That one I would have gotten to
meet. Everybody.
Because it's my all-time favorite movie.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's the best one for sure.
Yeah.
Here we go again.
When I was a little kid, I would jump off the couch because I was Luke Skywalker and, you know, like in Jabba's skiff thing, and it was like, yeah, I'm going to catch a lightsaber and just save everyone and then swing away with my sister in a bikini. Yeah. Wait, what?
Whoa.
Woo. That was, yeah. That's the beginning of Return of the Jedi. Yeah. And everybody was like, I was kind of weird, but at least, I mean, he saved the day, right? Sister, put some clothes on, am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
That's a weird slave outfit.
There you go.
You're my sister.
Sister Christian, put some dang clothes on.
And Mike Myers, how old is he today?
Oh, wow, 60. I shot way high.
Mike Myers is 58.
53.
Yeah, I shot way high.
And Brian Urlacher, NFL player.
40.
Brian Urlacher. That's the guy from here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shot high as well on that one, I think.
42.
38.
Yeah.
There you
wasn't
go.
Wasn't that far off.
News. Have we even done news today?
We've got an update. Prince's alleged heirs are refusing DNA testing. Two of Prince's alleged heirs are refusing to take a DNA test to prove they are biologically related to the legendary singer.
I don't got nothing to prove. I'm Prince's kid. Look at this almost mustache.
I don't think that's going to pay off.
Okay.
They're trying to get money.
Yeah.
On The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon took Blake Shelton out to try sushi for the first time.
Have you tried the fresh ginger? It's pickled ginger.
I wouldn't know fresh ginger from old.
What do you think about that?
Kind of has the texture of pre-chewed gum.
We get the next chorus, please?
Thank you very much. You should thank them when they...
Thank you.
No, it's too late.
Thank you.
That's right.
Blake. Hey, can we get some more Ross wine?
Which one do you want to go with, the tuna or the salmon?
Does it matter?
It does. Yeah, I think so.
I don't know the difference. That right there looks like a human tongue.
Yeah, it was pretty good last night. Do you guys love sushi?
I absolutely love sushi.
Oh, tail?
Yes.
Gosh, I love it.
Big time fan.
Just love it. Love the salmon. Scoosh. Big fan of the salmon.
Me too.
That's all.
Can't go wrong with the shrimp tempura.
No, that's not sushi, dude.
I know. It's still good, though.
That is definitely not sushi.
I like all of it.
If you go out with somebody who's like, bro, I love sushi, I'll have the California roll and the tempura something something, then you go,
I just like to be adventurous.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, that's not sushi, bro. That's like the Philly Disneyland.
I love the Philly roll.
That's a Disneyland
the Philadelphia
of
roll.
Sushi.
I've got a pretty eclectic taste when it comes to sushi. I like to be a bit
tuna.
Of an explorer.
There
so
you go.
I'd like a veggie roll and then a California roll.
Please.
And then the California roll special. It's got stuff on the top. I don't know what it is.
That's the rainbow roll.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the rainbow roll is different than the California roll special.
Nuh-uh, the California roll are the rainbow rolls when they take a California roll and then they put like salmon and tuna.
But the California roll special just has the little things sprinkled on it.
You're just making
stuff
up.
The little eggs.
Now you're just...
I'm going to come to
a
menu.
Like, okay.
Tell the people.
Dude, we should go have sushi today.
Oh, I wish I could.
I know, my wife would cook.
That's tomorrow for our lunch meeting.
Is that where we're... I thought we were going to...
Oh, we are?
Sandwich
be quiet,
shop.
Everyone.
Okay. Sweet. All right, cool. Yeah, whatever. Chrissy's going to murder me, but
I like turtles.
Yeah, me too.
I do too.
Turtle, like spicy turtle roll. Oh, gosh.
Turtle sushi is great.
It's so good. Am I right? But it's got to be on the
This is what
shell.
I meant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
I got you.
Thank you, guys.
That's all right.
I got you.
Ruining my jokes.
That's like, what is it, a mago or whatever? It's like the
It's too late.
Orange. Yeah.
Too late to come
That's
back.
Not called a California roll special.
That is literally what I Googled, and that is literally.
Really?
Yes.
He knows
okay to tell everybody.
Sorry, I don't know
just,
what
just
my mom
everybody.
And wife order.
Just say.
They order the fake sushi.
Just say, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Teo.
It's okay.
Wow, I just want to punch you so bad.
Whoa,
Sometimes
protester.
I want to punch you in your perfect
protester.
Teeth.
Protester.
19%
protester.
Of people would leave their significant other if they won the lottery, and let's make it a 20% today.
Wow.
Keep this in mind if your husband or wife ever wins the lottery and starts screaming, I won! I won!
Yeah.
Instead of, we won!
Yep.
A new survey found 19% of people say they would dump their significant other if they won the lottery. That means there's a 1 in 5 shot you aren't going to be benefiting from that old jackpot. 25% of the people who dump someone if they won say they'd immediately try to use their new money to upgrade to somebody better. Upgrade!
great.
While we were talking to Dave Coulier from Full House this morning. That's right. We had Dave Coulier on the show.
Yeah.
Joey. All I could think about is if I won the lottery, I would build the identical Full House. How cool would that be?
You would build that?
I would build it.
Dude, no.
Of all the houses on the
planet.
Well,
it'd be one of my homes. Think about how cool it'd be if you brought your friends over and it was the identical
it'd be
Full
totally
House.
Coulier.
It'd be awesome.
No way, man.
You don't think that'd be cool?
I mean, that'd be decent.
What would you
build? It wasn't the ideal house.
All right, what house would you build?
Oh, gosh, that's such a big question. I have to think about it. I, weirdly enough, immediately thought of the Beetlejuice house, and I don't know why.
That is a weird house.
Like the crazy attic.
After they remodeled?
But they had the attic? No, like pre-model, you know? Okay. It was kind of cool, like old school. Like I just always loved that house.
Yeah.
Maybe the Pet Cemetery house. You know, I just think of Amityville.
Swiss Family Robinson treehouse.
Ooh,
yes,
that's a good one.
Yeah, it'd be upgraded with modern amenities.
Man, I always try and crack jokes, and you come up with better things.
Because I love
I think
that movie.
Before I speak, let's go to the phones.
When are they going to remake that movie? Because I love that movie with the pirates.
Gosh, that'd be.
They did. It was called Pirates of the Caribbean.
No.
Yeah. No.
Good morning.
No.
Good morning. So, if you guys like sushi,
we can't plug sushi restaurants, buddy.
Place office.
Okay.
Did you dump him?
Well, I turned him down.
He's going.
We can't plug you, buddy.
We can't plug. I can't recommend places to go.
We're not profit.
We're non-com.
Send us a text.
We can say we love sushi in general, but we can't say, "Oh, this great place off
585 live." Do it.
Yeah. Thanks, man. We love you.
What if he was like, "If you guys love sushi, you should go to a river and catch a fish."
Yeah, that's good stuff.
It's good stuff, bro.
I just Googled Dream TV Show House.
And
it just came up like Dream House by HGTV.
Yeah. I don't know.
I apply for that every year.
Moving on to the buffet. This is big time news. Bill Cosby will have to stand trial for sexual assault.
Yeah.
All the accusations against Bill Cosby are finally starting to actually go somewhere. Yesterday, a Pennsylvania judge ruled that Cosby will have to go through a criminal trial for the alleged sexual assault of Andrea Constan. She worked at Temple University back in 2004, and she claimed he invited her to his house, gave her some pills to, quote, take the edge off, and then sexually assaulted her.
Gosh.
Of course, she's one of more than 50 women who have made similar claims. She filed a civil suit against Cosby in 2005, which was settled out of court. But last year, a newly elected DA decided to file criminal charges. Cosby is now free on a $1 million bail.
Yeah.
No trial date has been set yet. If convicted, he faces up to 30 years.
His last days in prison.
Sheesh.
Man. Ooh, Fresh Prince House. That's a really good one.
That's a good one?
Yeah.
Because they were millionaires.
Also, R.I.P. turtle. Somebody said, don't say anything bad about eating turtles. I lost a turtle to a roadrunner last week.
Sorry about that, man.
She doesn't like them right now, even though they know that God made roadrunners, too.
I like turtles.
Yeah, I do, too.
Oh, my gosh, you brought it back up.
His name was Sheldon. He was awesome.
Let's change.
I really did.
Let's switch gears.
I'm not Sheldon? Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And he has a big S on his chest, like Superman.
Did you name him after Rocco's Modern Life?
No.
Because there was a turtle on Rocco's Modern Life named Sheldon.
No, it was Sheldon. Get it? Sheldon. What house do I want?
Here are five things you might want to buy at Memorial Day sales, because we're non-coms, and I guess we can talk about this.
No, they don't name the businesses.
Okay. The deals on these things could be allegedly pretty good somewhere out in space. I don't know. It's a mystery. Mattresses.
Yes.
Summer clothes.
Huge, huge mattress sales everywhere.
This is the one I'm interested in because of a certain trip I'm going to be taking in October. Plane tickets.
Ooh.
Memorial weekend, good for plane ticket buying.
Really?
Appliances. And patio furniture.
Oh, I need patio furniture.
You know what I need? Patio furniture. Am I right? First, I need a patio. Quit killing birds, Beans and Panda.
Dude, can I just say, shout out, by the way, to Stefan Christian's wife, Julia.
Class.
We were at the Casa this week, and they have this gorgeous bench. And I'm like, man, that is a...
That bench is gorgeous!
Yeah, she found plans online and built it herself with like $12 worth of lumber.
Wow.
And I'm like, what?
That's awesome.
Like, they're all super...
Can she send me the specs on that?
Build stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay. It was amazing!
Get the specs.
Okay.
I want to build.
Just get the specs. A new study found that for the first time ever, more young adults are living with their parents than anywhere else. 32.1% of people between 18 and 34 now live back at home. In those ages, in that age range, did you guys have to move back home?
What'd you say it was again?
18 and 34.
Yeah, there was a point. Yeah, there was. In my 20s.
Did you?
Yeah. I never had to. Yeah. When Waverly, we started on our downward spiral trajectory, I went from having, we had a band apartment, and then everybody just kind of moved home because we were never home. And then we got a band house and lived in the house for a while, and it was legit, and then had to move back home again. I think I was 26. But then I moved to Nashville, got my own place with a buddy, with some buddies. And that was the best.
September 11, 2001, when the attacks happened, I was living at home because I had just moved back and just trying to save some money. Then I'd drive back and forth to work, but I didn't really save any money.
I feel like it's okay and it's normal when it's a very temporary situation. Yeah. I could be just trying to justify it because this was my experience.
Yeah.
But it does seem to me that you hear about more people living at home longer for extended periods of time.
I'd move back in if I lived in Montana.
The thing is, my mom was like, move back home. Come home. And then Dawn's parents, even after we got married, they were like, hey, you guys want to move here? You can live for free.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
See, there's something to be said about that. And like, okay, what we're going to do during this time period is we're going to save, like we'd have a house payment, and then we'll use that to put a down payment on our home. Like, that's a practical, smart thing to do. But then, yeah, I agree. It's cray-cray.
I didn't.
Oh, see, I was spoiled, though.
I want my mama!
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to move back home because I was spoiled and had, like, my own place. But there were times where I'm like, Mom, I can't pay rent.
Mom.
Cool, thanks, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
My parents have always been good about
that. Technically, it'd be like moving back home because she paid my rent, so...
Yeah. One thing about my parents, whenever I've needed something, they've always followed through with helping out, which is amazing.
It's going to be really bad for my kids when
I know I hope
like rudely awakened to life.
I keep thinking, man, what am I doing? My kids ask me the things that I've asked for. I'm never going to be able to deliver.
You say that now.
Amen.
You say that now.
I've been thinking a lot about that lately, too, so I have decided to start up a side business where I will get rich quick.
Okay,
it's an exciting opportunity that I'm very excited to tell you guys about. Yeah. It's exciting to be excited.
Those never work out, buddy.
I'm going to talk to you guys after this. It's cool. It's a sure bet, man. It's like, you know, it's like I become your boss, and then you guys are under me, and then you can become bosses of other people.
Yeah.
And then it's like it forms a food pyramid with candy at the top.
Yeah.
I love candy so much.
You go to prison.
A new study found that attractive women make more money. But if average-looking women are well-groomed and well-dressed, they can close the gap. And I feel bad about reading this. And guess we found the commercial for today, am I right?
Oh, my gosh. That was so straight.
The way you looked at me was such disappointment that I put that in there for news this morning.
I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah, I know you are.
Wow.
According to another study, Americans use nine... We read this yesterday!
I know.
Oh,
wait,
gosh.
I don't know. I wasn't here.
Yeah, you put this in there yesterday.
I didn't think you read those.
There was a charity football game between cops and firefighters in New York on Saturday. It ended with a massive brawl.
You don't have to read it.
They also got into this 2 years ago during a hockey game. According to a new study, it's okay to let babies cry themselves to sleep. It won't damage them emotionally. But it will damage me emotionally if I have to sit there and listen to Johnny cry and then imagine the horrors that he's seeing behind his eyelids. Freaking scientist jerks.
Yeah. By the way, how did it go yesterday when I was gone? Was it okay?
Oh, dude, it was better than okay. We had a big talk with Chip afterwards.
Oh, nice,
and it was like, dude, what if we just gave him a manila envelope and we split his stuff with the two of us?
He laughed.
Yeah, I'm sure
he laughed in our faces.
He wasn't back yesterday. But we're planning on meeting with him today.
No, we're not.
It was pretty funny listening to you guys on my way home.
It was terrible. Did you hear me trying to be you? Yeah,
it was funny because I was texting you guys. It was like you were in a can. It was like Steve-O was in a candy store and he was going crazy.
I didn't know.
It was
what to
like
do.
He was at a toy store and he was like, "Oh my gosh, I want
to
hit this button. I got to hit this."
Yeah.
You played every single element that I've collected in that hour. I mean, it was like
That's pretty great.
I mean, you had to play everything.
I wanted to.
Yeah, well.
I wanted to.
You guys sounded great.
Speaking of kids and candy stores, we got a lot of comments on the live line about what house they would buy if they had all the money in the world. We got Munster's or Adam's Family House, which is a great one.
Okay. Terrifying.
Webster's House with the secret passages. Remember Webster?
No.
TV show from the 80s, Emmanuel Lewis, little dude, kid.
He had secret passages?
I guess.
He didn't have secret passages.
That was a creepy Ninja Turtles and that makes sewer it house. Little sewer house. The sewer house?
Maybe.
I'm still trying to decide.
Hey,
what about
Webster
the Death
thing?
Star? Does that count?
No. That Webster thing makes it worse. Because if you go back and analyze that situation, older gentleman adopts a younger child. Now I learn there's secret passages in the house.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not going to pick the Webster house for mine. I'm going to go with that Swiss Family Robinson treehouse.
It's got to be.
I'm still stuck on
your house
issues.
Has to be something that you know that you've grew up watching. It's something that
like family ties.
Yeah, you could have that
pains?
House. It'd be so funny to invite friends over to your house and they walk in and they're like, "I've seen this house before," but they don't know.
I think the Full House house would probably be the most iconic
because it's a beautiful house.
And I mean, that's where the show like basically took place inside that house.
It's like 4 or 5 stories.
Yeah,
you know, it's got a basement.
Dude, the attic rooms were dope.
Yeah.
Kimmy Gibbler lives there now.
And then like in the back, in the backyard, remember there's like the basketball and like that's where the dad had his sweet ride.
When we were talking to Dave Coulier this morning, he played Joey in Full House. Yeah, we had him on the show.
Yeah, on the show.
It
he
was
totally
funny.
Remembered me from when I was 12.
It was funny that it sounded like they all still lived together.
Right.
It was.
I loved it.
Yeah. Well, actually, we've never been apart. We've been together ever since.
Hey, can I just say, if you're a fan of comic books, there's some crazy
Ooh,
releases today.
Yes.
I know we're almost out of time, but I have had like 3 different things ruined for me in the last 8 seconds. If there's one thing nerds hate, it's spoilers. Mm. So you're supposed to say like, spoiler alert, don't ruin this, I can't believe this happened, blah, blah, blah. In the last like 8 seconds of scrolling on Yahoo, I have read 3 different huge spoilers because, first of all, shout out to Astro Zombies Comic Shop at 3100 Central Avenue Southeast.
Amen.
They allow us to do reviews and read books week in and week out. But Captain America number 1 releases today, and people always say, dude, game changer, this is crazy. I rarely see Teo turn red.
Yeah. Blew my mind.
That dude read the final page and went, whoa, and closed it up so that I couldn't
Nerd
see
alert.
It.
Nerd alert.
Yeah. Turned bright red and handed it to me and goes, there you go.
Wow. That's a big one.
And I read it and had the same...
Spoiler.
It's interesting. It's a
I
giant...
I do not want to spoil it.
Giant
it is
twist
seriously
on Captain America.
A character change that, as a huge Captain America fan, until I read an interview this morning, I was like, I'm never reading another issue of Captain America again. I don't know how to handle this.
And
it
I can't wait to read
crazy.
It. Crazy. It's not the giant hashtag that's floating around. It's not
it is.
That.
It has nothing to do with relationships. Yes. Way bigger and better than that.
Also, DC Comics completely rebooted this week.
The entire universe.
Did a good job. And that's all we're going to say, because it's a comic.
The nerd
it's real
noise
quick.
Is deafening.
Well, I don't want I people just, to check out. No, DC Comics completely
say
rebooted.
I just thing. Yesterday, I tweeted, I'm a dude in my 30s.
This is Nerd
who
City.
Just shed real tears over a comic book. Thank you, Jeff Johns, for not forgetting. Hashtag DC Rebirth. And Jeff Johns, you know, the head of DC, liked my tweet.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I lost my mind. And then I nerded out to all of my friend who cared. His name is Teo. Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. Thank you, Teo.
I was excited about it.
Thanks for being my guy. I also actually texted Kyle Simmons from Sly's Alter Ego and Rockwell Social. Because he's a big Superman guy. He lost his mind, too.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
He said, proud of you, dude.
That's way cool, man.
Yeah, Jeff Johns totally like my sweet guy. He's serious.
Yeah. All right, we're done today.
Yeah, we are.
We had a humongous show this
morning. Oh, my gosh! The Millennium Falcon. Could that be my home?
Tony Stark's house.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
If you missed any of the show this morning, you guys hit the podcast. It'll be up in a little bit. Go to Google Play. Go to iTunes. You can go to our website at star88.fm. We had lots going on. We talked to Dave Coulier.
That was Nate.
Joey from Full House.
That was Nate.
We had Josette from Swarf.
That was
she
Nate.
Brought in Zach. He needs a home, so go check out all the info and the picture
Zach
of Zach.
Morris, that's his name.
He's an amazing dog. And thanks to Brittany Flowers for stopping in.
B-Flow, Kobe Beard.
She made a big announcement that she's leaving, taking her family to the East Coast. Pray for that family.
Yeah.
We love you, Starmie. Thank you for talking about the rally last night with us. We did. We discussed it. Hit the podcast. See you guys tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.